that was awesome.
Look for aspartame. Look for aspartame. It's got to have cancer.
Dude, all right. Yeah. All right, here we go. Guys, we are reviewing the Red Bull Zero. We're actually going to compare.
This is where we're actually in the intro and Justin's just.
Guys, we're going to compare our energy drinks today. See which one is healthier. I have chosen the Mountain Dew Kickstart, the Black Cherry.
That one's good.
And Jacob has chosen the Red Bull Zero.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, here are the Well, let's compare caffeine.
Right, we have 114. Obviously, Red Bull is unhealthy. It's got to be.
Well, I mean, it's zero, though. I mean, this one isn't zero. This one already calorie-wise. I'm losing the battle.
But Kickstarter, it's 80 calories. That's nothing, you know?
Right. Like, it's not a lot.
Like a Mountain Dew bottle is like 320.
Exactly. And carb-wise, we're only talking 20. Oh, you know, carb-wise for this one, only 2 grams. Huh. Your body may go into ketosis until we have burritos later today.
You know, people always are like, never eat carbs. I think it's healthy to eat it at the beginning of the day
before
a workout, you know?
Yeah, your body needs carbs to function.
Yeah.
But what happens is when you take them away, your body uses fat instead. So that's where the whole like, fat. Burning.
Yeah.
But as soon as you put them back in your body, which is what I did when I got off of ketosis, your body's like, oh, bitch. And then it flips it around.
Whoa. It's like, oh, it tastes so good.
Nicotine.
Is there aspartame in it?
Here we go. Carbonated water.
Yep.
Citric acid.
Okay.
Taurine.
All right. That's bad, I think.
Natural and artificial flavors.
Okay. Yep.
Colors.
Yep.
What's that for? It's just like the little...
Yeah, the drop, I guess.
Caffeine, of course.
Yep, caffeine, yeah.
Sodium. Sodium bicarbonate.
Yeah.
Magnesium carbonate. Axiflame.
Mm-hmm.
Sucralose.
Yeah.
Xanthan gum.
All right, it's good. I'm thirsty. Guys, we're going to be doing a 2-hour episode.
Guys, we're doing the 2-hour one.
Also, episode 50.
Dude, hey, what is 50 minus zero?
Guys, 50. Guys, we didn't have a special guest planned to call in today, but he could not make it. Next episode, though, probably.
Next episode, guys.
But guys, Players Player Podcast episode 50. I am Jacob.
And I am Grant. We are your hosts here at Player vs. Player with our producer, Justin Booby.
Hi, it's me, Justin.
Yeah, let's go. And guys, it is the week of July 17th. We are recording on a nice Sunday at 4 p.m.
Guys, it's a good day today. It's a good day. I'm feeling it, dude. I'm feeling it.
No, dude, your catch, you wake up and go, today's a good day. I do that every morning.
Dude, I wake up. I have a typical Hollywood wake-up routine. I wake up. I sit sideways. And then I put my feet on the ground where my slippers are to my left. I go, today's the day. And then I stand up, brush my teeth. You already know, guys. I stand out on my porch, look out above my beautiful highway view.
Highway.
Then I go from there.
Can you now use the, like, you know, that one? Here's a not hype one. All right, here's how I wake up, guys.
Yep.
I wake up, I do math on my phone, and then I can't get out of bed.
Dude, shout out to the first episode talking about ways we wake up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But, all right, so I know looking at my phone, I can't, you know, you're going to get trapped. I 100%. Have to get off. So what I do is I put my one foot on the ground. I'm like, all right. I got one foot on there. I see you do my second one.
Today's the day.
And then I usually like look at my phone for 5 more minutes, and then I get my other leg off. I'm like, all right, I'll stand up now. It's really hard.
Dude, the absolute struggle.
I don't know if my mental health is deteriorating or something, but like, it's so tempting. All right, waking up, I just want to go back to bed or not get up.
Right. I want, like, when you wake up, you're like, the dream is
grandma.
I get up in my own leisurely. I get up.
Yeah.
But whenever I do that, I then feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, now I've laid in bed too long.
Dude, exactly.
Yeah.
But guys, so I need to like put my phone across the room, and that way I have to stand up and then turn off the alarm instead of like,
dude.
Instead of like going, oh, and then like, you know.
Yeah. But then I wouldn't be able to play with it before I go to bed. So
true.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm,
yeah. Good point. Good point.
But guys, yo, we got the 50th episode today.
Guys, yo,
we have some minty content for you guys. Some minty content.
Dude, we have minty content like this team attack.
Team attack.
All right, Grant, how's your week? Oh, yeah. I beat COVID, by the way, everybody.
Oh, yeah, guys.
I still have a cough, though, from it.
Yeah, next week's episode is going to be really confusing. Yeah. When the Juice Part 2 uploads, you're going to have COVID.
Yeah.
So, dude, actually, question for you as well, Justin. You guys both had COVID. I had COVID.
Yeah.
How long ago did I have that? That would have been it was like 6 months ago, something like that.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I didn't realize I had it, but once I did, it wasn't too bad. I was double boosted. Cheeked up on a Wednesday afternoon. How did it feel for you guys?
Basically, my lung hurt, and I couldn't breathe in, and I had a bad cough, and I was lightheaded. That was it.
Dang. Okay.
It wasn't too bad, but yeah. Anyway. I feel like my joints cracked a bit more. I did not get I wasn't short of breath. I was lightheaded though, and just wanted to lay on the couch. But then the second day I recovered basically. Then I just had, a stuffy nose.
Oh, yeah, stuffy nose, yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't too bad, but the first day was pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So I'm assuming Jacob got it from someone at your work, dude.
Probably some freaking cuck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dude, that's always how it is. That's always how it is.
Yeah.
But dang, it seems like out of the three of us, you had it the absolute worst. The whole
really?
Not being able to, breathe in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was at D&D. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, because you couldn't, laugh.
I probably hit it well. You couldn't tell.
I had no idea.
But I couldn't, I couldn't just breathe or exhale fast.
Yeah. Dude, I heard, so when I worked at GameStop, I had a coworker who they were like, I had COVID a week ago before I started working here. And I was like, oh, what the frick?
Yeah.
The way that he explained it was that every time he breathed in, it was like knives were stabbing his lungs as he was breathing in. Did it feel like that? Keep in mind, this guy did not get vaccinated at all.
Yo. Yeah, no. Well, basically, maybe if there's a knife where my shoulder blade is, but it was just muscle pain.
Oh, yeah, the shoulder blade thing, yeah.
Yeah. But, when you hear people my arm fell asleep. It's like a bunch of needles poking me. I'm like, that's not really the feeling, you know?
Yeah.
It's more I don't know, your muscle is just... How do you describe that? I don't think it's needles are poking me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like that tingly feeling where
it's
more irritating than anything. Yeah. I know that it has a specific scientific term for it, but I just call that the I sat on the toilet for too long. Except it's not my legs; it's the rest of my body.
It's true. Yeah. You're right. The guys, team attack, let's go.
Team attack, let's do it, yo!
Wave of being evolved and not being evolved at the same time.
Joe Rogan,
son of a bitch.
Guys, get him.
This is serious now.
Grant,
help. I'll get my stick.
I'll get my boom boom stick.
Resay.
Yep. All right, guys. Welcome to Team Attack.
Guys.
And for those of you who don't know, we give everybody a game of play that is $20 or less, and then we play that. Then we come back like a book club and review it.
Yep, and you guys at home can play along with us and even give us your little mini reviews in the comments below. Yeah. Last week's game that I gave for this week was Sonic Generations, and the next one, I believe, is
mine.
You.
It's got to be mine, yeah.
Yep. So Jacob has a game for us afterwards, in which you guys will be able to play for the next episode. But going into this, guys, Sonic Generations.
Sonic Generations.
2011. It's been 11 years. 11 years.
I have to put that into, 11 years ago.
Yep, 11 years ago. Guys, this is one of the better 3D ones out there. So how do we feel about what's our play time? Who played the least to the longest?
I got to the part where you have to collect the thing for the boss. So
in the first section,
I did Green Hill, I did Chemical Plant, and I did the Sky
Sanctuary.
Sky Sanctuary.
Did you do the boss, or you didn't do the boss?
Did not do the boss, yeah.
Okay, Justin, how about you? Yep.
I have failed you guys. I didn't really do it. What? So I I've sinned. I've watched Game Grumps play. They're playing right now, but that's not good enough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, dude, let's go into a little bit.
That's my one... it's like when you miss you want to redo a shot in golf. What's that called? Mulligan? Yeah, that's why one mulligan.
So mulligan, yeah.
So my mulligan was freaking...
It's always my game.
Sorry. I'll play it.
No, you're good.
It is always your game, yeah.
But all good, dude. But I am quite curious. Jacob, just getting into just that little taste, the little demo you got there.
Yeah, so... Basically, Sonic Forces was on my mind. I can't confirm this game is better than Sonic Forces.
Mm-hmm.
I think the classic Sonic stages were way better than the modern day stages. Maybe that's a crappy take. But modern days... All right, my brightness was really too dark. Like, really? Inside a building, I couldn't see. But basically, what I hit your tripod. I think it's fine, though. But basically, here, how do I describe it? All right. This is, like, the best 3D Sonic by far. It's, like, you can see ahead of you.
Yeah.
That is what I noticed. I'm, like, I can see what's happening.
Right.
And I can see, like, the enemies and the loops and where to jump ahead of me. And Sonic Forces, it's, like, you don't see anything. You just kind of stay on the ground.
Hope you don't hit anything.
And, like, the thing that bothers me with Sonic recently is, like, sometimes you want to jump randomly and then you get rings and you go wee like that.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes I jump and I jump over a spring and I fall in a pit. And that's like the number one way I die in Sonic.
Dude, 100%. 100%.
But basically, no, it was a lot of fun. The gimmick where, classic stages like Chemical Plant. Yo.
Classic.
Yeah.
Dude, classic.
It's cool revisiting those. Classic Sonic feels really fun to play. His, like, spin dash thing with X is a little hard because you have to be still.
Oh, yeah. You got to, like, I forgot about
that. If you move and then hit X, it's like he does, like, a little one.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, modern day Sonic, they added, like, kick flips to, like, tricks to it.
Yeah.
Why did they take that out of Forces? Like, what the frick?
I have no
idea.
It's,
like, the most fun thing ever.
Dude, it's so satisfying when you get to that final one in time. You're like, oh, I did it.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, like, modern-day Sonic, they do pretty well. I could go into the next topic if you want.
What was the next topic for you?
So, I was thinking, I'm like, this is good Sonic 3D.
Yeah.
But Mario still does 3D platforms better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mario 3D World, you're running around and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a better, like, 3D gameplay than the Sonic 3D.
Like, the formula for it or whatever?
I guess formula. It's a different, totally different, like, Sonic is like you go through level. Mario's more of an explore the level, kind of, but. Yeah.
I think the three best games to compare 3D environments to are, like, 3D Sonic, Mario, and, like, Crash. Have you ever played a Crash game before?
Not really, no.
Yeah. They're worth trying at least once. But, like, in Crash, it's incredibly linear, but it has, so it has the level... design of a Sonic level, but it has the pacing of a Mario level, so it's kind of like in between, but it's just going forward. With Mario, there's a lot more exploration. With Sonic, it's a lot more... For me, when it comes to Generations, the biggest plus for the modern stages is with the difference... Trying to explain it the best way I can.
I know
the way that you play the modern stages is different from the Wii... that you play the classic stages. For example, the modern ones, you're boosting, and you run into a wall, you trip over a line, and you hit, like, three enemies on your way out, and you get, like, a C.
Yep.
With those ones, the ranking is a big way to play it. Like, I found myself going, like, back to it and getting better at it and finding, like, secret paths to go along. Because it's really hard to find those paths when you're, like, boosting past them.
Oh, yeah, totally. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
But overall, dude, I don't think that's a bad take at all. I think you're just more of a classic Sonic player.
I think so. I think so. What was I going to say? Yeah, but the boosting thing, you're right. Because I'm like, I'm going so fast and the meter doesn't drain at all. Ha ha. And then I probably, I ran into enemies a couple of times. I hit a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and then eventually you're playing like half level without the boost meter and it's like, where'd it go?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
So those ones, there's a bit of a learning curve for them because you have to learn like when to drift.
Yeah.
And Sonic Unleashed is even harder. That's kind of why I picked this one specifically.
Mm, yeah.
Because in Generations, you can drift at like certain times, but at Unleashed, you can always drift. Like you can be going 2 miles an hour and you can start drifting.
Mm.
And the tech is a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, Sonic Unleashed, I remember I played it and I just remember his wolf. He's like skating around.
Dude, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot you played this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so overall. The 2D stages, I mostly wanted your comparison between the 2D stages in Forces and Sonic 2 in Generations. How did this feel
So in comparison? Forces, it's like you're running... Classic Sonic is in Forces.
Mm-hmm.
And it has that... the newer Sonic Mania, you jump and do a spin dash.
Yeah.
And then Generations, you do like hit X... Which I think the jump and spin dash is better. But obviously, that wasn't made in 2011 or whatever when this game came out. But I'm trying to think. This one. Oh, yeah. No. All right. So, Sonic Forces, you don't go. All right. In Generation specifically with Classic Sonic, I have moments where I'm like, holy frick, I am going so fast.
Yeah,
and then usually you end the level with him going like through the level, the goal post.
Yeah,
but then Forces, a lot of the time it's just like freaking jank. You backtrack and then like you zip line up, and then you have to bounce on enemies. And then in the Sonic Generations, it's like you kind of have to go jump, hit enemy, go on a platform. Forces, it's like jump. And it's just kind of more brainless.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Dude, that was one thing I hated about the 2D level design in Forces.
Yeah.
Because you have a million of those little, like, dash pads or whatever.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Because the issue was they, like, took out, like, half of the momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, for example, in Sonic Mania, if there's, like, a skate loop, in Sonic Mania, if you're standing at the top and then you roll into a ball, he'll, like, go down and go up.
Yeah.
And every time he goes back up, he goes a little bit higher.
Yep.
In Forces, he goes down and then he stops at the bottom.
Yeah. That's true. But yeah, I was really surprised at how fast I felt I was going. I felt like I was going fast in this game.
Yeah.
Which Forces never really made me feel that way.
Yep.
So,
That's a good comparison, though.
Yeah, I like that.
But overall, for me,
I
do quite like both types of stages. I think this is the best that the 3D has been done.
Yep.
But I do agree, when it comes down to it, if I'm going to play a 3D game, I'd probably pick up like 3D World.
Yeah, you're right.
I do like how the new one is kind of going back to a little bit more adventure style gameplay where it's a little bit slower, but they have the options for those cyberspace levels, so you can go really fast if you want to, but it's not necessary to complete the game apparently.
I also really like the dialogue in all Sonic. Oh, the Sonic voice actor is hilarious. He's like, what, there's like a party going on. I just laugh every time Sonic talks.
It's a beautiful impression to do.
And then like you freeze, Knuckles is frozen, and I was Classic Sonic when he was unfrozen.
Yeah.
And I assume if I was Minor Sonic, I would get a different cutscene. I have no idea though.
Yep.
But he's like, "Hello, Sonic, you're putting on weight," and then he's just like, this classic Sonic, he doesn't talk.
It's my favorite thing when they're all like, "Who are you?"
Oh, he's but it was also funny because like you unfreeze Knuckles, he's like this. Hey, Sonic. He has like no voice.
Hey.
Yeah, he's like,
woo.
Hey. Yeah. Like it's a little funny how like the beginning party scene.
Yeah.
There's no voices and they're all going,
woo.
Yeah. But I love how like Tails. Now we're going to the lore of Sonic.
Dude,
Tails is like, it's your birthday. I think it's a birthday party, right?
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Yeah. And then like, there's a chili dog with a bow on it.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Woo.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sonic Generations, for real rating.
The for real rating.
5 out of 6 for me. I think it's like probably the best Sonic. I played the 3DS one.
Oh, dude,
I S-ranked every level. Yeah.
Dude, hell yeah. The best one out there for sure. I would give it a solid 5 out of 6 for me as well.
Yeah, right on.
Right on the board for me.
Yep.
So, by the way,
I mulliganed Demon Turf and then the other one you did. Games. And Justin mulliganed Sonic Generations.
Yep, yep.
So we should probably skip. Technically we should skip me, but I don't want to. So the next one I miss, we'll skip my turn. And then next one you miss, we'll skip your turn.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, also, I know Escape from the Cities in this game. That's pretty cool. And there's like a semi-truck chase. That seems pretty cool, too.
Hell yeah. And you can see Big the Cat get run over, dude.
What the frick?
Can you see yourself going back to the game at any point?
Yeah, for sure. If I'm craving Sonic, which I usually am.
This would be the one to go to, for sure.
Yep. Rank it all.
Yep. Perfect. But other than that, Jacob, what is your game of the week?
Dude, my game of the week. Justin, play the song I shared on Messenger, please.
Is Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Xenoblade Chronicles X, but you can't buy it anymore.
It's a game that's like impossible to get.
Yeah. All right, guys. So next week, the game that I chose is not made for an hour of game play, but we'll see. We'll review it the same way we do everything else. And what we'll do is it's on Game Pass for free. I'm waiting for the music to cue me in. That's about for 1 second.
Yeah, you're good.
I already played Power Wash Simulator.
Oh, I saw you playing that the other day.
Oh, yo.
Guys, I don't know why that Switch noise
is. That's an ad for
Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude. Justin, you said you're getting
Xenoblade. I'm going to get it, yeah.
Dude, did you buy the $90?
No. Guys, we are playing Final Fantasy VIII on the Game Pass.
Whoa!
So we will give
it's
our.
It's on Game Pass?
Yes. Oh.
That's awesome.
I will play. I know Justin played it, but
I'll beat it. Like, I'm two hours away from beating it.
Oh, really?
I stopped playing, I'll beat it and give a review of beating it.
Dude, then it'll be like the ultimate one. FF8 virgins.
Yeah.
You can be
I'll be the Chad, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been like a year. But I stopped playing.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Is there a reason you stopped playing?
Or
is it just like
the
other games came out?
This game, while I was playing Switch, it helps you out with like these, like you max HP and speed up. But it's a little dumb where you level up and the enemies get harder. So it's like you don't want to level up.
Wait, really?
What the?
So every time I level up, I'd get more sad.
So the main point leveling up is I got a new move.
And you get new moves and it's more fun.
Can I avoid fights and just like never fight unless I have to?
Because
it'll be the same anyway.
Like, I'm going to hop in and you guys are going to hop in and the menus are going to be confusing. I'm going to be like, how do I do this again?
Yeah.
It'll be fine though. It'll be good.
Spoilers.
The beginning solid is frig. It'll be cool.
Alright, cool.
Some fun stuff.
I was playing Final Fantasy 9. I'm like, this opening is solid, so maybe 8, whatever. I was gonna do Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns, but I was like, that game comes
solid. Dude, I've played that one. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. No. Dude. That was back I think it's only ever been on the 360.
Dude,
but that was
when
I was hanging out with Anthony. He was like, bro, play this. And I was like, what is this?
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's a part in this game that's so awesome. I forget some character arcs, but there's a really good part in this
game. That's interesting, Justin, but we don't care because we haven't played it yet.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kidding.
Except I couldn't give a shit.
Dude, Grant doesn't play this one. Fuck you, Justin. Dude, by the way, do you know when they were making Final Fantasy 13? The developer was like the morale was low. I think the team was like, I don't know,
13?
Typical video game stuff where like it's crunching.
Yeah, yeah.
Crunch time. And also like, I think they didn't really like 13 that month much.
There's like, this one sucks.
The developer was like, put posters of Lightning on to raise the inspiration for the team. Like, he loved Lightning so much. Where like, they would put posters of Lightning around and he's like, this is increasing the morale. Like, the poster of Lightning.
Our workfold has increased tenfold. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah. It's Lightning.
Lightning.
Yeah, anyway. Great. So, yeah, that's what we will do for next week, Team Attack.
Very cool. Very epic.
Very epic. Very epic, yeah.
Yo. Guys, without further ado, should we go into the news or the weeks? I always forget which one
we'll
do
first. Weeks.
The weeks. All right, cool.
We're going to weeks.
For the weeks. Did we already talk about the Drake album, by the way? Did I already mention that?
No, I don't think you did.
Yeah, it's like the worst album ever.
Really, do you listen to it?
I listened to a little bit of it.
And it sucks.
It's just him, like, complaining.
Oh, my God.
They talk about me, but I don't want them to.
I always get Drake and Kanye mixed up. I'm such a scrub.
Yeah, yeah.
Songs.
They're all the same. They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Yikes. All right. So whose week do we do first, my guy?
Dude. Let's do your week. Let's do your week.
I have 8 things to talk about.
Yo. But
I usually go through them fast. So
yeah, right. Go for it, dude.
So first.
Oh,
off,
wait, guys.
Yo, ASMR. All right, so I'll do, like, the little mini reviews, the faster ones, you know. So, all right, so first up, Final Fantasy IX, I've been playing that.
Yo.
I played the beginning at a friend's house, and it did not impact me as much as the second time I played it, like, you know. And
You played the whole thing at a friend's house?
No, like, the first, like, 3 hours.
Oh, I was gonna
say. The opening is baller, and it's fun for people to watch, but, basically, dude, there's like, it's like theater thieves. All right, basically picture a colorful opening like Persona.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, what are they called? Theater, phantom thieves? Oh my God.
The phantom thieves.
All right, well, basically, you're part of a band or like.
It's a theater troupe.
Theater troupe. Basically picture a circus. They're in a flying airship and they're like, we're going to perform. In this castle area,
yep,
and we're gonna kidnap the princess. So what you do is like, it's like crazy. Like you have different perspectives. You have the main character Zidane, and he's like, kind of talking about the plan and what to do. The theater is coming to town. The play or whatever, and then you play as Vivi, and then you're on the streets, and then there's nobles and like little kids,
mm-hmm.
and then you get a bunch of perspectives.
Yeah.
Get like this one guy who Steiner. He's the leader of the knights, and he's like concerned for the princess's safety. So Final Fantasy IX, a lot of the time, you get like different perspectives where everyone is, and like you'll be walking around, and then it's like you want to see this scene with Dagger, and like she's like, you know. She's trying to practice her accent, so she seems like a country bumpkin because she's a princess.
Yo.
So then you get, like, cute scenes where, like, they're in front of a mirror going, all right, y'all. What's going? How's it going, y'all?
It's funny.
I don't know. But basically, you get different perspectives. And that's the strongest thing about Final Fantasy IX is, like, how everything blends together. The opening is, like, sick. It's cool. And you do fun things, like, you know RPGs, how you do, like, occasionally a fun thing?
Yeah.
Like, and by fun thing, I mean, like, quick time event or something. This one, you constantly do it.
Oh, yo, okay.
Like, you do, like, a sword play, and then it's, like, up, down, right, left, up, down, A, B. And I'm, like, doing it over and over. Yeah, exactly that. And then, like, it's, like, 99 out of 100 nobles were impressed.
Oh, this is the mage one, right? Sorry, I just noticed.
Yeah,
this is
black mage, Vivi.
Yep.
Yeah, Vivi's story is so happy. All right, anyway. basically, it's cool. Nice. And the music slaps with headphones on. The opening is a treat to behold, basically.
Dude, that's awesome.
And then
is this a PlayStation 2 game?
I think so. It's on Game Pass.
Okay.
And Steam and Switch. Like,
it's an Xbox game.
Yeah. But, dude, playing this one, I'm like, dude, I can pick it up and play it. And if I picked up Final Fantasy VII Remake, I'd be kind of lost in the first line of dialogue.
Right.
But this one, it's like, bam, story. You understand
it. Nice and simple.
Dude.
I like
that. It has really nice hand-drawn backgrounds and, like, camera shots. I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah. So you're wanting to jump right into Final Fantasy VIII, dude.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Well, I'm like 5 hours into IX. I'm not.
Oh, right.
Can you play the shitty clown music? The two shit eating clown dudes. I like that theme a lot. But all right. Next up, any questions for Final Fantasy IX?
No, that's cool. I'm excited to see you go through that. Is this a thing where you're like, oh, I'm going to be finishing this?
I should. It's definitely like. Good. Yeah, keep playing. We're going to have them back. Dude, this song slaps. It's like two. All right, the queen's evil. She's like, get the princess. And then they're like,
we'll
do, ma'am. And then they're like, merrily, we'll do. Whatever. They talk weird.
That's awesome.
But, dude.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, I mean, slaps. Anyway.
Bum, bum, bum.
Dude, if you beat this game, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the best Final Fantasies, dude.
It's like, one of the best stories in video games.
Dude, probably. Top nine, at least.
I think the characters are really good.
Yeah. So. Oh, negative, though. Combat, I do zone out and just hit attack over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, do you speed up at all?
No, not yet. I will speed up.
I feel like every time speed up is an option in a game, if I use it too early, like, in the game, it, like, cucks my experience.
Dude, I'm
bored now. I'm not even doing anything.
Yeah. I wasn't skipping it because I'm like, if I do skip, I'll zone the frick out in combat, will feel like nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get that. I played Final Fantasy X. There was no skips or anything. I did it all turn-based. I was like, all right, that feels pretty good.
Yeah.
But also, I, like, stopped playing Final Fantasy VIII, and I can speed up that.
Yeah,
so true. I should have just sped it up.
But you also don't want to speed up because you don't want to level up at all.
Yeah, right, I mean, there's a button you click, it makes you, like, max HP, you can't die.
Oh, okay.
I might have ended up doing that because I'm just like, I'll just get through this game.
Yeah, Final Fantasy IX, I did it on accident, but you can do, like, 99 the max amount of damage.
Yep.
So you can win every fight instantly if you want.
Yeah.
Bro.
But it's all about the experience. But yeah, like, skipping, like, Persona 4, that skip is very mild to speed up.
Right, just a little...
Yeah, so I feel like... And then you default attack over and over.
Yep.
And I feel like more rewarded for playing Persona 4 with that, like, really crappy speed up.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like with that one, I use it strategically.
Yeah, you're right.
Because, like, I'll walk into a dungeon, and if it's a bunch of small enemies because I'm just grinding or whatever, I'll speed up through them because it just looks like I'm going really fast. But I would have used those attacks anyway.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, or you do, like, AOE attack, and then you just hit Y, and then they're all weaker. Yeah. Then you go
exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, if I am at, like, a boss or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah,
I'm, like,
never,
taking my time. You know.
Never.
Not speeding
I never it. Skip a boss.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I will say my third playthrough of Persona 4, I was so powerful. Yeah. Like, I was so powerful getting into it that I was like, I wonder if I can beat every boss by holding skip, by, like, just fast forwarding.
Yeah.
I was able to do it with, like, the first five.
Dang.
And then after that, they were beating me up, and I was like, now I gotta try. Yeah.
Is it weird that I kind of wanted to play Persona 4 again?
Dude, it's a good one, yo.
Yeah. I was just like, man, Persona 5 is gonna, it's a ways out. Justin never has his PS5 home, which is fine. So I need Persona something in my vein.
So you're starting over on the Xbox then?
I think I will, because, like, the PS5 is never home. So
yeah.
I have to kind of.
And that is a good time to do it because they're doing a whole, like, next-gen upgrade when that comes out. So it'll be even better, yo.
Okay, yeah, right on, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, next up, Stardew Valley.
Sorry, one sec. Okay, so.
Yep.
Yep.
With this, Nintendo Switch, this is just, like, a battle beginning, and you can speed up. It's, like, looks like a loading screen, but you can you can speed it up. It's just, like, okay, freaking frick this guy. Right here, you can speed this up, and then, like, what the frick is he doing? Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Did he skip it?
Did he skip that? Or
I have no idea. That was weird. He's probably freaking hacking, but you can, like, fast forward this to make it go into the battle quicker, because otherwise it's, like, really, like...
Yeah, I was watching that. I'm like, holy frick. All right, now... Can't play yet.
Yeah. So I would always speed up this kind of part.
Like five shots.
Yeah, like there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that menu looks better than...
Yeah. Can I do that on the Xbox version? Oh, no, we're playing 8.
Probably.
You can.
Yeah, we're playing 8.
You can do A. I think if you play a modern version, you'll be able to skip. Game Pass, you can skip and, like, and speed up.
Cool.
All right, anyway, next up, Stardew Valley. Basically, I'm doing 55-hour work weeks. I don't have time for anything. So I play, and I need to relax. So I play Stardew Valley.
Dude,
it's a lot of fun. It's relaxing. And basically, that game is a lot of fun. It's relaxing, and it's just, you know, like, you, like, spend money to make money. You wait a lot of days, and then you make bank like I did.
Yep. So, dude, hell yeah, dude.
I'm going to try to be more liberal with talking to villagers on their birthdays and gifting them stuff.
Yeah.
Double whatever.
Do you give every time it's someone's birthday, you're like, I gotta get them a gift?
Yeah, and then
it's
always,
really worth it to do birthdays.
Yeah, but it's so hard to know what they like because they hate stuff and like stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you talk to them, dude.
They tell you?
Well, no, you talk to them, keep giving them gifts, and they'll, and then like there's a record of what they like under the character.
Oh, interesting.
God, I hate record players. Yeah.
Most people like flowers and diamonds. You used to do that.
Okay, okay.
Or a lot of stuff at Gus's bar you can just buy. Like beer or pizza or a salad. Like, like beer, pizza, or salad. Half the people like that.
Okay. Beer and pizza.
Because I would pick wild raspberries and be like, here you go. And they're like, this sucks. I'm like,
I just go to the saloons sometimes, buy beer, and give it to everybody. And then they all like that usually. Huh, all right, that's cool.
I'm sorry. I know this is a very obvious comparison, but the only way I can compare it is my favorite thing is like when I'm trying to get rid of inventory in Animal Crossing, and I just have like weeds. And someone's like, oh, do you have something for me? And I'm like,
yeah.
Take my weeds.
Basically, Stardew, all right, you know how like Animal Crossing, you get a fossil, you give it to the museum?
Yeah.
Stardew Valley, right now, the kind of playing with process for me is like, you get a new crop. I'm like, all right, so I donated that to the town hall. So now I can start selling this, but also I kind of want to keep this for a later festival, the tomato festival. I need to keep my tomatoes. So I'm going to, basically, it's very fun once you kind of hit that requirement for the town hall. You donate to the museum, for example, like that.
Yeah.
And then you can start selling stuff. It's satisfying because it's like, I filled it out. I can sell these guilt-free now.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, that's the way I play it. And I'm doing no animals, all crops.
Yo. A little bit of role-play in there.
Yeah, a little bit of role-play, you know, very cool.
Dude, you should have it to where your farmer is, like, afraid of animals. That's a big, that's a thing that he has to get over eventually.
He starves them.
He starves them. They're all just dying. You can't just kill them.
Very cool. Very cool, Kanye.
Yo, very cool. Very cool. What do you got next?
All right, next up, AI Somnium Files 2 came
out. Dude, how much time did you put into that one?
Like 3 hours.
It's called Nirvana Initiative, but it's cool.
AI Somnium Nirvana Initiative came out.
Yep.
I put like a couple hours in, but like I said, I sit down and play Stardew. I don't play this game, so.
Yeah.
So what does that say about this game?
Yo!
Basically, God-tier visual novel. Some stuff is irritating, like, ooh. I swear, I'm like, I scanned the whole area, and I need to scan one more thing to progress the game.
Oh, I hate that, dude.
And then, like, I have to look at the guy's face. That was what I was missing.
Yeah.
So it takes a second, I'm like, frick.
But, is it an obvious thing, like, the guy's face, of course, or is it like, I swore I look at that?
I don't know, it's not too obvious, it's kind of hard to get.
Yeah.
But I only had that a couple times. And basically, like, dude, it's like, you know, like, the game, I thought the game was just going to be, like, one person, but it's, like, two different perspectives. It's, like, the main dude and the main girl from the last game.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know that, and usually I hate those types of games. I don't know, when I was a kid, I'm like, I just want to play as a guy, you know, like that.
Yeah.
This one is actually interesting, because it's, like, I could sit here and explain the story, I guess. But
I mean, I could imagine that the difference is like their perspectives are very different, maybe.
Yeah.
So scan the same thing with both people, it's like, different things. I don't know.
So basically, there's a girl from the last game who grew up. She's like girl bossing. She has Aiba now. And she's all like, all right, so I need to figure out this mystery because this case, it means a lot to me. I don't know why it means a lot because I've only played like 3 hours.
Oh.
This is like 6 years ago. Something happened.
But
she's all right. So basically, I'll give you a little like attention grabber.
Okay, go
for it. The characters of the first game are doing a game show because they were randomly selected off the street. And then all of a sudden, lights flicker. Bam! Half of a dead body corpse is on the ground with the sign with the QR code in it. And what did it say, like, free me or something?
Free to the fray or something.
Yeah.
Fray to free.
Fray to free.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
So, basically, it was really, like, what the frick, a corpse showed up.
Yeah.
And then, like, you watch the video on it, and it's terrifying. It's, like, some weird, like, random gibberish.
Yeah.
I was a little boofed out, so I'm like, oh. And then,
turn
like,
it off.
And then the main character starts speaking static, and then it's like, and he's like, it's like screaming. I'm like, what the fr- this is terrifying. And then modern day, you're playing as a girl aged up. She's like, she was traumatized from that event or whatever. But now she's a girl boss. She has Aiba. She's like a detective. She's like a rogue agent, kind of does whatever the frick she wants.
Cool.
And then the other half of the body showed up. The other half. And then it's like, why is there a 6-year gap? this body is like it. This body died 12 hours ago. How the frick is this working? So, and then like, there's like a whole dialogue tree of like the body was frozen, and they're like, no, there's no blood in it, so it's. So, like, basically, I'm like, is it freaking magic or time travel? I don't know.
Because the body should have decayed.
Yeah. So it's going to have some anime kind of type deal to it, probably.
Yeah.
But AI, the first one, had, like, brain jumping and mind control in it. So, it's, like, not, it's part of the series. It's kind of
yeah,
weird aspect. But it's cool because, basically, you know, you play as a girl, as I've been mentioning. But you also play as a guy in the beginning who was speaking static. And basically, he has his own eyeball girl, and she's a freaking buster. She's stacked so hard.
Yo!
Like, she's just, can you pull up a picture of her? It's crazy. But basically, she's a little bit more sassy, you know?
Yeah.
Sarcastic. And, like, the guy, something happened. I only played 3 hours. Something happened where he got, like, you see him in the past, and then in the future, the girl talks to him. Yeah. He's in charge of the case, and he's drunk at a bar. He's, like, freaking, like, a loser.
Yeah.
He's drunk. He's passed out. I'm like, all right, this is interesting. Our main character is, like, down. He's down bad. He's freaking drunk. He's, like, frick off. He's all sad and stuff. All
I have is the eye lady.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought that was an interesting dynamic because if I had another cheery-eyed boy. All right, that's a girl, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Tama. Yeah, that's
dude,
it.
Dude, you can change her clothes?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, but, nice.
Yeah, so I thought the main character was cool because instead of, like, I'm a cheery-eyed first-day detective, it was more he's, like, a loser. And it's kind of interesting. I don't know.
I like that.
Also, there's a therapy mode in it, and it's very crazy and gives solid advice.
Oh, so yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, it's like, what are you stressed about? And it's like, you have like four options. It's like, I want to get out of my house. And then she's like, oh, do you live with your parents? It's like, yes. It's like, well, a hermit crab does move its shells like several times a life. So if a hermit crab can do it, so can you. It's like stuff like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ivo. Yeah, it's interesting. It's cool, though. Like, it gets solid advice for, like, gamers. If you're a gamer, it probably has something that's interesting to you.
Dude, I downloaded the first one on my Switch,
Oh, not Game Pass, you bought it?
Dude, yeah.
It's good.
Well, when
it's
the
good.
Second one came out, it was on. Yeah. The first one was on sale for, like, $3. Yeah.
So you can play the second one without any knowledge of the first.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But the first one's good, though.
First one's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay.
Yep. Justin, anything to add on to it, really? You're way further than me.
I'm like halfway through, probably.
Can you explain how you've been playing, too, with Jenna?
It's just me playing.
Oh, okay. Oh, she stopped that.
Yeah. It's good. The character writing's really good. The characters are really nice. And something that they didn't really go on, but, like, it's 6 years later, so you're kind of playing 6 years in the past and then the present.
Yeah.
And, like, these, like, characters in the 6 years ago were like, 6 years from now, we'll open this box. And then I'm like, I wonder what's in the box. It's, like, stuff like that. It's, like, really easy stuff like that. But it's good. It's good.
Yeah. Like, that's cool. Like, I'm going to open this restaurant the, 6 years from now.
Everything's 6 years.
I like these games because they always are long-winded about random theories. I like listening to that. There is definitely this theory check. She's cool.
Yeah, dude. Like, the 999 has, like, dude, I learned, like, Schrodinger's cat from series of games or the type of games.
Yep. They talk about the Mandela effect or like that cave one where they like lived in a cave and they saw shadows on the wall.
Oh, the cave.
Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I like how it like takes it seriously too.
Yeah. This one, a big theme is like living in a simulation.
Mm.
Like there's glitches or something.
Yeah.
People try to walk through walls. It's like very simulation based.
That's cool.
Theories. So it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Characters are solid, though, too.
Yeah.
That freaking otaku guy, though, is, like, 30 now, though.
Oda?
He's freaking weird.
Is he still, like, I have burner accounts on your
profile? Yeah. No, he is.
And does ASAT still go, Fears?
Yeah.
Water. Yep.
They're, like, Shadow, the same, yeah.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Anyway. Cool.
Yo, I will have to jump into this game at some point.
I guarantee you're going to be like, Persona voice? Like, forever.
Dude, 100%.
But yeah, it's like probably the best visual novel, modern, like classic anime visual novel.
Yeah.
You know? It's not classic. It's more dynamic than that.
That's cool.
All right, next up. We're going through, guys. Stay with me. Metalocalypse. I'm watching that. That's pretty good. It's metal, it's gory, and uncomfortable at times. But I've been noticing a thing where, like, all right, usually, like, All right. Metalocalypse, you know much about it. I got some getting into Metalocalypse.
I know a little bit about it. Just from, I've seen
basically,
like an episode or two.
Picture like us three were like, let's start a band. And then we're the most best-selling band ever. We have more power than every government in the world. Like, if we have, like, beef for 2 seconds, like, 20 fans kill themselves because they're so torn up. Like, people are that's basically the main characters of Metalocalypse, which is why it's Apocalypse, because they're at the top, and, like, everything is stylized after them in the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's hilarious.
That's awesome.
And they're, like, losers who are just, like they like, can't get out of bed. They have, like, drug addictions and stuff. And they have, like, really menial topics of conversation.
Right, right.
It's a lot of fun. And, basically, I forgot what I was going to say. But it's good. So what they do is usually, like, a military guy's like, we need to stop Metalocalypse now. And then there's an old guy in a chair going, no, we wait. And then it's just like, what the frick? That's how every episode starts. And then it cuts, you know, to them being shite.
Then they're doing whatever.
Yeah. And then usually a person shows up like a therapist. And then, like, they try to fix Metalocalypse. Or try to, like, they're sent by the military man to, like, break them up from the inside out. And then usually whoever's sent by the military guy dies, you know? Horribly. And usually at the end of the episode, the guy dies. I'm like, all right, I'm kind of getting it. This guy's going to die. And then it plays with your expectations where he falls for a long time. And he's like, huh, I'm fine. I'm like, oh, I guess he's fine. Well, that's weird. Then he's like, wait, there's wolves. And then he dies from the wolves. So I think the writing is good. Instead of, like, every episode is the same, it's kind of progressing and, like, playing on your expectations. And also, it's, like, disgusting to watch, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I think it knows that as well.
Does it have, like, an arc? Like, is there, like, I wonder how it's going to end?
I think
Or do you
over
think the
time,
last episode is going to be, like, the same as the seventh?
I think it's going to have plot where, like, for example, a guy died, like, his eyeballs bursted out of his head.
Yeah.
And then, like, the credits was, like, guy comes back to life with robot eyes. And then he showed up in a later episode.
Oh,
so there's
okay,
there's a timeline kind of going on. And
anyway. I like that.
Yeah, it's Adult Swim stuff. So cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we did that. Sorry, Grant. My week is huge, I guess.
No. Go for it. Yeah.
Chainsaw Man Part 2 came out. And
Bucky? Yo!
What the
Can
clock?
Can we please get what the clock?
Yeah.
Can we please get some respect for Bucky in the chat?
Please, guys, rip Bucky. That was a horrible accident.
He dies?
Spoilers.
What the hell?
Justin, if you want to pull up the scene where Bucky dies for Grant, please.
No!
So anyway. But dude, what's the author name? Fujimoto? That's not it, right? Oh, no, it is Fujimoto. Yeah, all right, dude. That author, he's such... Dude, Chainsaw Man is so easy to read. Like, it's so good. Like, this one... Hey, it's Bucky, everybody.
Yo, Bucky.
My name's Bucky. I'm excited to befriend you all. So, basically, it's a start where you're following along with a girl, and she's, like, jealous of everybody else in the class. She's like, they all have friends and stuff. I'm so jealous of them.
Yeah.
And they're all having fun with Bucky... And then, so, like, they're like, guys, we're going to play dodgeball with Bucky or, like, baseball or something.
Soccer.
And then, like, they're all having fun. And then, like, Bucky goes to the girl. Stop skipping.
Oh, sorry.
Bucky goes to where the girl is and is like, Asa Mizaka. And then she's like, no one knows my name. Bucky remembers me. And the whole class, Bucky is the one. You know what? I was actually jealous, and I can go play with them. I see. And then, turn the page, please. She trips on Bucky. And
dude!
They kill him. Bucky's
no!
Dead.
Bucky!
So she was going to be all good. Anyway, so it's so engaging, because it's like... anyway, and then the whole class blames her for Bucky's death.
Everyone's just like...
Yeah,
no.
Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, so it's just so easy to read, and it's like you don't have to force yourself to read it. You just want to read it, you know?
Yeah. It's just a fun topic. And
it's
all that.
It's
yeah.
so good. And at the end, like a demon shows up, and then they're like, I'm going to go for that man. And then on the wall, it has a poster of Chainsaw Man, and you're like, dude, that's a guy.
That's the
Chainsaw
Man.
She's going for him. Holy frick. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's cool. But Grant, wait for the anime, my dude. It's
dude,
way better than anime.
Quick side tangent. One thing that I noticed from looking at the manga panel there.
Yeah.
Do you remember we had a topic that I randomly mentioned? I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast.
Yeah.
Or if I mentioned this just like if we were just talking.
Yep.
But I mentioned something about how when like someone who isn't Japanese, when a random like American European studio, whatever.
Yeah. By the way, dad was like, are there only anime women? And I'm like, what? He's like, I don't see any anime men. I'm like, what the frick? Is he on my phone or something? Like, he's like, and then we're like, yeah, no, anime men don't exist. It's all women. He's like, weird. I'm like, what?
He's like, through all the wifey pictures, he's like, there's no men in here.
Yeah, but like, he doesn't, the boomers do not know what anime is at all.
That's great.
It's cringe. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But what I was mentioning was like, when like someone's like, oh, I made an anime that is styled after anime from Japan.
My Hero Academia, yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you remember we talked about, I was like, it always has a look where I'm like, oh, that's someone trying to be anime.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's someone that is trying to replicate what they think anime and manga style is.
So, I can only think of, like, Teen Titans, but that's American-made.
What was that?
Avatar is Last Airbender?
No, I have a perfect example.
Yeah,
perfect. Try to find, I forget the name of it, it was a Crunchyroll original show.
Oh, gosh.
And it was about witches going to a school, and it's really bad.
My Little Witch Academia, I don't know.
It's something where they go to a school, and it's like an inclusive one or whatever. But, like, it's really bad. If you're able to find that, that would, like, prove my entire point.
There's a lot of Little Witch school shows, I think. I think Justin saw one, too. He was telling me about that.
Well, my point is, if we can find that in the background, maybe.
Yeah.
You have the style in the manga, which I absolutely love. I love that.
Yeah.
But it's not like a typical like Jap like anime style. I guess it's like its own style. It's like, oh, that's that's the Chainsaw Man style.
It is Chainsaw Man style is the anime is going to change the look of it. You know?
Yeah. But, like, I look at all these other ones that are, like, trying to replicate it. It's, like, the same three looks.
It's trying to replicate, like, Chainsaw Man or, like,
they're trying to replicate, like, every single one. They look at a picture of Sailor Moon and a picture of Dragon Ball, and they're like, we will copy that.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, there's no originality. Yeah. That's my main point.
When I think about, like, One Piece, Dragon Ball, like, Chainsaw Man, My Hero as well, they have very specific art styles.
Yeah.
And then, like, Naruto doesn't.
Hey, dude, exactly.
There's a lot. This one.
Yes, that one.
Hi.
This is a list of like all the originals.
One that you were on. That's the one that I was thinking. I watched a whole video essay for that. It's like the worst thing. And like, do you kind of see what I mean? Like every style, every model is like this is this. It's like it's someone saying to themselves.
Yeah.
I can draw anime.
Wait, stop scrolling so fast. Go one by one. All
right.
All right. Keep going. Keep going. So that's pretty anime.
Pirate Princess.
Very, yeah. Yeah.
Like, they all have that, like, I mean, not all of them.
No, they all do have a generic look to it.
Yeah.
That's pretty generic, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a vampire guy. Oh, yeah. God of High School looks different. And Tower of God, yo!
Yo!
But, yeah. I saw that movie.
There's a lot of anime. Maybe you have some issues with.
Yep. Was the name of that one?
High Guardian Spice.
Yeah, that one. And the funniest thing about that, dude, I will send you the video for it.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like, they're walking through a market, and there's, like, JPEGs of bread.
Dang.
Like, it's poorly cropped. Like, you can see, like, the white pixels, like, jutting out from the bread.
So are you saying you just don't like cheap anime, kind of? Or
no, it's more the style. I mean, it's funny because it's cheap. Yeah. But my main point is the style. It's just a little, very small thing that bugs me sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I can see that. The style there didn't seem that crazy to me from looking in or from the outside. Looking in,
I think
the
what
outside.
You see in action, you'll be like, okay, I kind of see.
Yeah. Some animes are stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, next up, anything more with Chainsaw Man? Do the new anime?
Right,
let's go.
Does that have a release date right now?
Mm, Chainsaw Man anime release date. I know they posted another trailer or something, or no, it's just set to premiere in 2022. So it's gonna show up.
It's gotta be I'm gonna say October. It's gonna be in October.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. JoJo Part 2 is like in a week or something. Or JoJo Part 6 Part 2.
Yep, yep. Part 6 Part 2. Let's go.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, next up, we have Monster Hunter Sunbreak
expansion
came out. This is insane.
Let's go.
Basically, Monster Hunter Rise had a Rampage quest where it's like tower defense. They said frick those. And now there's follower quests where you can like choose, hey, want to come with me on a quest, and then you go on a solo adventure with the main knight girl or something.
Oh,
basically, cool. This new expansion is like medieval. There's castles and like knights and stuff, and the gathering hub is pretty good, which is like the hub area where you eat meals and all that.
Is it a whole new area?
Yeah, it is. Cool. Yep, there's a new island area which is returning for Monster Hunter 2, and then a new castle area which feels like Dark Souls. but yeah, it's pretty cool. Basically, the monsters are really hard. I know. I seen arguments that it's too easy. I thought it was really hard. You knock one down to the ground. They're on the ground for like 1 second, and you have like to execute perfectly.
Yeah.
I really want to play with you as well.
Dude, hell yeah.
See, the thing is we have to play through the normal story. We'd probably beast. Me and Justin have really good armor and stuff.
Dude,
we have to beat the normal story, go through all those monsters, and then like it's master quests, and there's like 1-star, 2-star, 3-star quests. You don't really get the new monsters until like 3-star, maybe 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, so, I promise.
Yeah.
Once we beat Elden Ring, I will gladly jump on Monster Hunter.
We need to play Elden Ring.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I'm getting there, dude. Getting there.
Yeah, dude. Maybe tonight.
Dude, I'm down.
I'm down. But yeah, Sunbreak, pretty good. And they have a cool thing where you can switch your weapon skill. So then on the fly in game, you can change it to, I want to do a counter move instead of a attack. I don't know.
Oh, cool.
So when the monster's on the ground, you change from to the attack one instead of a counter, for example.
Yeah.
So you do more damage in the moment. Then you switch back so you can freaking fight the monster easier. But yeah, it's good.
I like that. Have you beaten it yet, or is it pretty long?
Me and Justin are going through it together.
Nice.
And me and Justin did like the final boss to the base game.
Yeah.
And it was pretty hype. Justin, can you get the vocals in? But basically, all right, dude, Monster Hunter, I think like all our friends would love it if you like get into it enough.
Yeah.
Like this boss fight had like a dragon flying in the middle, and then like a ball of light goes in the center. Slowly blows up. It's like, yo, look at cover, Justin, run. Like, we're in it together, you know?
Yo.
And then, like, you know, like the amiibo monster you have?
Yeah.
The main monster. It shows up in the battle, and then you're riding it, fighting the final boss.
Yo.
It's like, and also listen to the music. It's crazy. It's pretty hype. And me and Justin were like running around, you know, and Justin's like, yeah. Dude, I need to run away. I'm like, I'll hold it off. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
No, I'm just feeling it.
Yeah. Monster Hunter's a bop. I actually did run away. I'm a freaking cog. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. It's fun to play with friends.
Quit.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, and after Elden Ring, we definitely need to play some.
Dude, absolutely.
Yeah, hell yeah. Then also, all right, real quick, I guess I'll say for 2 seconds, Venture Brothers. I've been thinking about the show for like way past after watching it.
Dude, did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it a while back. Yeah. I finished it. I've been thinking about it a lot. I think this show is very personal experience. I think if anybody watches it, they can relate to it. But basically, the main characters are failures.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of lessons to learn. But I think no show kind of describes like life so well. Like other shows like The Sopranos or Breaking Bad, it's like, you know, kind of like I can't really describe it.
I'm in the game, I'm in the mafia.
They don't really describe how like life is kind of just like sometimes you're like throwing up on yourself. I don't know, for example.
Yeah.
The Venture Brothers makes it so real and not like some dramatization.
It's not dramatized. Yeah.
And personal lessons I took was like how your parents affect you. And, like, you know, just how to navigate, I don't know, failure.
Anyway,
it's pretty good.
That's cool. Cool you got a personal experience.
Yeah. I think if anybody watches it, they'll get something from it as long as they're fine with a pedophile character in it. So
right. What would you say the main audience for the show is?
Male. There's no female characters. Yeah. Basically male and probably like people who like Adult Swim shows.
Just in general. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, nice. And if you like superheroes also, if you like superheroes, it's pretty good.
Nice.
I also like themes of like do what you're passionate about. I got from that too, like the monarch. Anyway, I'm just talking.
No, go for it. Yeah.
Well, the monarch, he's a villain who hates Dr. Venture, and then he hates him so much, and it's his dream job to be, you know, I'm an evil villain fighting him, and he is like trying to ruin his day a lot. He never really kills him. Because he's like a failure, kind of.
Yeah.
But basically, eventually, a bunch of like paperwork fricks him over, and they're like, "Yeah, you're not arching him anymore because you're a level rank 3 villain, and he's a rank 10 superhero, even though he's like a loser as well."
Yeah.
So then he has to like do something he's not passionate about. He's like in a dead end job now. He doesn't care about arching a walrus doctor. You know, like he's like, man, this sucks. What the frick? So it's just kind of like do what you're passionate about.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. That overall. Yep. Yeah. So what is the main for real rating for the show?
For real rating, 5 out of 6.
Dang, I was thinking it would be a 6.
No, it's not 6 out of 6.
No, okay.
It's, I don't know, season, it's very hard to get into. It's very hard to get, yeah. It's very hard to get into.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's a show that gets better as it goes on versus a show that was good that gets worse. So,
Yeah.
And that's season's cool. Like, dude, there's like a movie. It's so insane the last season.
Did you
watch
the movie?
Well, it's like a special hour-long movie, and I'm saying it's like a movie, basically.
Oh, yep. I see.
But yeah, it's cool. I highly suggest watching it if you want something new to watch. That is American Made, not anime.
Yep.
Not that you watch much anime, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Something a little bit different for the oven.
Yep. And then last, why do you put the oven when you out of the hot?
When you oven hot the food, out of eat the food.
Yeah. And then lastly, I finished The Walking Dead comic.
Yo, is it officially over?
Yes. But the TV series, you know, is going off the comic. It's taking forever. It's like 12 seasons.
That's still going.
But Walking Dead comic, basically, it was really great. And then, like, the ending is a lot of time skipping. And then they find, like, a civilization. And it kind of becomes less grounded. But overall, the story is great. I think it peaked with the Negan arc and then a little bit after that. But it's just really fun to follow along Rick. He's, like, the... you go in his shoes and you see the world from his perspective. He's kind of like the audience where he's like, he does what you would want him to do and stuff. And he dies in the end. Rip. So
dang, bro, spoilers.
Spoilers for Rick Grimes.
I haven't read it yet.
Yeah. But I think the ending's very controversial because like Rick dies and then like it's his son and then they're on a farm, time skip. They have a daughter and they're like, yeah, dad would have loved this. There's a statue of him.
Yeah, I've seen Last of Us Part 2.
But kind of interesting, the same thing. Yeah. Kind of interesting. Yeah, actually. Remember when I was talking about Walking Dead? I'm like, we are the Walking Dead, you freaking cuck. Remember when I mentioned that?
Wait, did they say Walking
Dead? No. At the end of the series, he goes, we are not the Walking Dead. And it's like, whoa. I thought it was cool.
All right. Yeah.
It's not funny. Why are you laughing?
Yikes.
No, it's cool. I'm like, yeah, because now they're more hopeful and they have civilization again.
Yeah. I just imagine he says, we are not the Walking Dead, but Walking Dead is like the font of the series and it has like the C for copyright next to it.
Oh, yeah. He did say the title is true. Yeah. I kind of got that, like, if humanity had a do-over where they have to fight a larger evil, society would be better, probably.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of made me think, I'm like, they're all, like, farming and, like, building stuff, and then, like, I'm like, dang, nowadays, everyone is just playing, like, video games or watching TV or not building to better society.
Yeah,
I that's the way I took it because I'm a gamer.
Yeah, you've been bringing that up, dude. AI Somnium Files 2. They were talking about how like NASA or some people are programming like holographic images to play in the sky, like aliens or something, so then society can get together to conquer a greater evil.
Yeah, they talk about that stuff.
And like, yeah. They just talk about everything. It's weird.
Yeah, but, and then kind of near the end there, when they're talking about stuff like that, they're like, actually, the world ended before the zombies, you know, and it's just kind of like food for thought. It's like,
Yeah.
Obviously, we're fine, and we're going to Chipotle after this, but it's kind of interesting to think about, like,
But if a zombie outbreak happened, like, during the Minions Rise of Gru, like, how would we react?
Oh, dude, all right, if you guys come with me, I can tell you everything, best strategies. I'm like, the best, freaking Walking Dead, you know how it's, like, gory? Every game, end of the day, it's Persona 4. Make friendships. Dude, overcome evil.
Find a Woody Harrelson like character.
We
have to have a father figure.
If
there was a zombie apocalypse, would Grant and I go, we need our fiance and girlfriend? And then what do we do with the family? Their family? Do we just ditch them? Or?
Yes. There ain't enough seats in this bus.
Maybe. Also, if you guys like, we're having kids while we're on the move in a zombie apocalypse, I'm like, what? All right. You're out. I was kidding.
What about the baby?
Yeah. But we would definitely go to a factory, and then we'd be like, anyway.
Yeah. I feel like that's always a plot, though, like zombie movies. Dude, like, what about the baby?
There's a plot where, like Rick was sussed out by a guy in a group. He's like, zombies. Get them, guys. Bang, bang. Okay, bang. Oh, what? He got shot. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And it's like, it's kind of funny. It's like, we don't kill.
He's still like, aim. He's like.
It's crazy. And we're eating that, like, holy frick. He just killed a guy. But, yeah, we'd be in a zombie apocalypse.
Piercing eye contact.
And, like, you get, like, people who are, like, zombies are the way of life. And then they, like, wear zombie skins and blend in with herds and stuff of zombies. And it's kind of interesting to see everyone's ideology. Like Negan.
Ideology.
Thank you. I kind of can't pronounce words sometimes.
There you go.
But Negan is like Rick, but he rules through fear instead of like, you know.
Love.
Love and good morals. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like the Whispers is like, oh, maybe this is just how the world is supposed to be. And then, you know, Rick kills them or he defeats them. So every like faction is kind of like. Like a fricked up Rick, you know?
Anyway. Okay, tell me this. I'm genuinely really curious.
Yeah.
Well, two things. One, when the comic ends, they're on the farm looking over the sunset.
Yeah.
They have presumably a child in their arms.
And they're reading a book about Rick Grimes.
Right,
like, so in the old days, there were zombies.
I remember. What a classic moment.
Yeah.
Are the zombies gone?
No.
So they learned to live with the zombies. Yeah,
and the thing is they're living where if you die, you turn into a zombie, you know, no matter what.
Like, if you get shot in the head, it's like, zombie.
Right. If your brain is dead, you won't.
Okay, if you're shot in the heart.
If I stabbed you and then left this room 12 hours later, you turn into a zombie.
Really?
Not exactly 12. Different.
How does it work in that universe? I'm curious now.
That's a mystery.
Dude!
Now I'm intrigued.
Now I'm intrigued.
Now, they watch all 15 seasons of the Walking Dead TV show. They got it. I've mentioned it. I don't know. But, like, all right, so the rules are for zombies, just so you guys know. If you get bit, chop that arm off immediately, or you're fricked.
Right.
But if you get bit in the neck, you're kind of fricked either way.
You know? I mean, you can't really.
Yeah. Like, but where, you need to go right away, cut it off. Then, you know, that's how the, then also, if you die, like I was saying, you turn into a zombie.
Yep.
And it can go very fast. So you can instantly almost.
What if you get like cancer?
There's moments where like, there's a doctor and she's like, I got bit, but I have to operate. No time to work on me. And then she like saves the guy from a zombie.
It'd be horrifying. They're like, okay, brain surgery. Yeah. Are you sure about this? Yeah, I'm fine. I have time.
Yeah. So if this is zombie apocalypse, I have a Fleetwood key. We go to the factory, live there.
Dude, yo, nice.
Yeah.
Are there multiple floors? I'm imagining multiple levels.
There's a shower. And there's different rooms with offices, kind of, so.
Okay, dude, nice.
That's kind of what me and my boss planned. I was talking about Walking Dead with them. He's like, all right, we'll go here. Our CEO will go, guys, I need help. And he's like, I'll shoot her in the leg.
Yeah.
For the hypothetical of the zombie apocalypse, we kill our boss.
Shoot right in the kneecaps.
Walking Dead comic is good. And like the best moments are like when two characters are hugging each other. They're like, I love you. And then you're like, it's so nice. Then they die the next page from a zombie. But it's just like, you get moments where it's like, man, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't played Last of Us yet. That seems like...
I should. Yeah. Maybe with the remaster, I will.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, yo. Maybe there you, go. There you
it's
go.
It's made for me. I think they're making the remaster
it's
for me.
It's literally made for you.
Yep. And yeah, that's about it, though. So yeah, that's my week.
Dude, hell yeah. Let's do a little bit of the Grant's theme.
Grant theme.
Yo, here we go. First off, little mini thing. Yeah. Phoenix Wright?
Yo.
I'm playing a Phoenix Wright game. Can you guys guess which one?
Probably the first.
No.
Second.
No.
Third?
No.
Miles Edgeworth Investigations?
No.
Apollo Justice?
No.
Dual Destinies?
No.
Spirit of Justice?
Yes.
Oh, what the frick? I didn't look at
Can you guys guess why I'm playing this game?
Dang, you're playing that one? Yo, Justin, play the like dancing song. Look up dancing song.
Well, okay, is this a good one? Leave it at that.
I don't know if I played this one, actually. Did I?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
It's good, but it does some tropes that is a little sussy.
Okay, sussy tropes.
But it leads into nostalgia. It's like, Maya's here. Yay. You know. And that's cool. But, like, it deals with it does a character assassination on Apollo, in my opinion.
Oh, so by the end of it, you're like,
Sorry, I just learned the phrase of character. Wait, look up, like, a spirit ritual dance. It should be like, like that.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
But I just learned the phrase character assassination, and I'm like, yeah, this game ruined that character.
Was that like a killer character? Like, not literally. Ideals?
Yeah kind of like that.
Basically tanks any sort of, like...
Yeah. Like, it used to be, like, Apollo Justice was a... Well, I don't want to spoil it for anything.
Yeah. Is this the... how many games was Apollo in before this one, though?
I think, one.
Just one. Oh, wait, wow.
How many games Apollo... I didn't play them. How many Apollo Justice games? I think they did a release of HD in the 3DS.
Yeah.
It's just one game. So there's, like, 4 or 5 cases. And then there's Dual Destinies, then Spirit of Justice. And the gimmick for this game is you see the last moments of death. That's a gimmick or whatever.
Yep.
And basically, like, I don't know, Apollo, he went from, like, I'm just another guy who has loud vocal cords. And then now he's like, my dad is a leader of a rebellion. That's not spoilers. Yeah. And it's like, really, so the main characters. Like,
oh, he's the chosen
like,
one.
They used
of.
To go, how did it go? I was watching a video about it. But like, it used to go like, oh, my mom died in space station, or she died going to space.
Yeah.
And then his dad's a leader of a rebellion. It's like, dude.
Like, it makes them like their whole, it's the Rey situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of just leaving this is just a person on their path. It's like, nope, every little bit of them is important to everything. Every nephew, every cousin. Yeah.
But Spirit of Justice is a baller game, and I did, like, the story's good, and I cried at the end of it, so.
Oh, dude, yo. But, dude, I kid you not, the reason I bought this was because of a certain meme going around recently.
Dude, the Klussy.
The Klussy, dude. Because I looked it up, I was like, what the frick, which game is this in?
Yeah.
And then it was, like, Spirit of Justice. And then I looked it up, and it took me to the Nintendo website, it was like, it's on sale for $2.50. Okay. I was like, for $2.50. I'll try it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. I could talk about Modern Phoenix Wright games for a bit, but, like, the second case is, like, back home, and then it's, like, unrelated, uninteresting. Oh. It's just a fat guy you don't like. He's like, defend me. I'm fat, and I'm an asshole.
Wait, so you don't stay in the area?
No, you switch perspectives between, like, Phoenix, Apollo, and the one girl.
Gotcha. Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
Justin,
gotcha.
Can you play the, look up Phoenix Wright Dual Destiny's Whale song? That song slaps.
Bro, I was looking at Plessy. What the frick is that? It's like a girl. It's clown pussy. Yeah.
Clown pussy.
Clown girl Phoenix Wright.
Oh, yeah. Have you not seen this? It's the clown girl, and everyone.
She has like water balloons. She's like. And then it pops the balloons.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, huh.
There's apparently some YouTuber made like an animation, and everyone was like, hell yeah.
yeah, but if you want to experience Phoenix Wright, the best one currently, I would suggest Great Ace Attorney, probably. But you already knew that.
Well, yeah, of course. I do still have that one as well. I don't know why I suddenly wanted to jump into this one, but...
Nah, it's different. I totally get it. I do that same thing, too.
Yeah it is kind of like that one thing where I'm like, yo, Guardians of the Galaxy, and you're like...
Mass Effect. Yeah, no, it's exactly like that. Persona 5. I'll do Persona 4 again.
Yeah. Greatest Attorney, Spirit of Justice.
Yeah. I think it's like probably like an effect of your friend. I don't know. It's like, watch this anime.
Well, it's a different perspective. Maybe that's part of the reason I can't get, I've yet to jump into JoJo. Because you guys are already like ahead of it and into it. So like, if I start getting into it, the conversation isn't as interesting maybe.
But also, in my head. But also, you're like, all right, I know the feeling, and I'm trying to, like, detect it.
Yeah.
But, like, you are watching Chainsaw Man, and you're hyped for that, right?
Yeah.
Why is that different than, like, hey, watch One Piece, and then you watch...
Right. I could easily get into either one of them, but for some reason, the Chainsaw Man one, I'm like, oh, I'll do that one.
And
that's
the same issue, too, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I think it is?
I'm playing Final Fantasy IX. It takes me forever to play that game, but I'm like, Justin likes this game. I'll play it anyway.
Yeah. Part of it is because in my childhood, like, for example, my siblings and I all played Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah.
But the way that we played it was we all claimed specific like monkeys.
Dude,
so I would play as Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Cord would play as Lanky Kong. And Juliet was tiny and Juliet was chunky and Leanne was tiny. So we weren't allowed to touch any of the other Kongs unless we like had to. So I think part of it is like in my mind, I'm like, oh, you've already claimed One Piece.
Yeah.
Mentally in my head, I'm like, I can't do that one because you've already experienced it.
Yeah, 13 Sentinels, yeah.
Yeah, 13 Sentinels.
It's so hard. It's like a wall. I hate it.
Yeah, Justin, do you get the same thing?
I get that. Like, Persona 6 comes out. I'm like, I just Grand's played it already.
right.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of us has already experienced.
Did we find a flaw in humanity? Or is it, like, our egos or something? I have no idea.
I don't know. Like, did you guys ever have that? Like, you're playing something?
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I don't want to play Guardians of the Galaxy. I want to play.
Outer Wilds, I didn't play for a while, and I played eventually.
Yeah.
Outer Wilds is a game that you succumb to eventually. But like,
yeah, dude, that game's good.
Yeah. Like, it took me a while to get into it, but when I got into it, I was like, yo, I like this.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, there's got to be like a term for that, I wonder.
Yeah. And so I'm looking for a song. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Swashbuckler's Fantastic.
Dude, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah,
should I move into the next thing, or was there anything else you want to mention?
No, but Greatest Attorney, like, I haven't even beat that one either.
Yeah. But, yo, when the next Phoenix Wright comes out, that'll be the one, dude.
All right, Justin, please play this song on stream.
That, and I will say, a 3DS review, the 3D in this game is pretty good. I actually prefer watching the cutscenes with the 3D on.
Oh, yeah.
Because for some reason, when I have it off, the character models are like somewhat jarring.
Interesting, yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know Greatest Attorney was originally 3DS?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Japanese exclusive and all that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm trying basically, there's a song, a jingle they sing with a whale in it.
It's buffering on side.
All right.
Dude,
What's your Mario coin? This is from the anime only, I think.
Yo!
Bum, bum, bum.
Dude!
That way.
So that was awesome. Not like the official lyrics, but yeah, I think the beat was like...
Oh, yeah, no, it's totally not the official. This is One Piece cosplay. I'm like, what the frick?
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, it's catchy.
Make sure I remember that.
Yeah.
Dude,
dude, also,
yeah.
Dude, Phoenix Wright versus Professor Layton.
Dude, I also got that game.
That
dude.
Game is weird.
That's a strange one.
It's epic, though, that they
yeah,
did that. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
yo.
Yeah, it's such a cool idea.
But, yeah, there's another trope where it's like the mystery depressed girl who's in the basement, and she's magical. She's a witch. I'm like, I see that, like, all the time.
Professor Layton and the clock one. What's the underground city?
Unwound Future.
Oh, I always, I feel like that rabbit's like, I'll rearrange your kneecaps.
Oh, my God.
I saw you playing it, and I was like, and that character just stuck with me. I still can remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, classic. They re-released all the, not all of them, good majority of the Professor Layton games on mobile.
Oh, yeah.
I have the first one right now.
I played the first three, kind of ignore the last three.
Yeah, dude, there's that one with like his cousin or something on the Switch. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Because like the way it advertises it, it's like 50 mini games. I'm like, I don't want to play this.
Some puzzles are just like, oh, gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to play a puzzle.
Dude, there was one that pissed me off so much.
Yeah.
Like it was like there are three wolves and there's three chicks on one side. You have to get them all to the other side.
Oh,
you can't have like more than two wolves. Because
the wolf will like eat the chick.
Yeah, because it'll eat the chick. That I refuse to look up the solution.
Yeah.
It was
there's
like
also
the
puzzles where it's like paint the wall yellow and there's a yellow paint can off screen a little bit.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, there it is. Is this the one?
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yo!
What do you want? I forgot.
I remember this from watching
I
Jacob.
You're enjoying this lovely day.
I forgot.
When did we pass through here? Yeah.
You humans are so full of yourself.
He's Rocket Raccoon.
Yo,
there he is.
But this here's my turf. Take one more step and I'll rearrange your kneecaps.
Yeah, I remember that. Wow.
Yeah.
That story is
rearrange your kneecaps.
He's Rocket Raccoon, where he's like grown up in a lab. Or
Yeah.
Yeah, but very cool. Let's weigh in.
Whoa. Guys, going on to the next subject. I have recently played Kingdom Hearts, the first one.
Oh, dang.
Randomly, I was just like, you know what? Because I saw the trailer for Kingdom Hearts 4, and I was like, you know what? I played the third one. I never played the first two.
Yep.
And I had the collection. Justin, please play the funniest scene out of all video game history, please.
Yeah, one sec. All right.
All right, then.
Oh, right.
The stream's got it.
Yep, you're good.
Okay, we'll finish it together. I'll race you.
Huh? Did you beat Riku in the race, by the way?
Yes.
Nice. He's like a kid, dang.
Our ship's name is Ass Bite.
All right, because you can name the ship.
Wait. Okay, can't stop it now. It's just her repeatedly.
What's the frick?
It's 2 seconds and I'm going. That's her.
Oh my god.
It's so good. Oh, but
dude,
man, I am at the end of the game.
Holy frick, yo.
It's not a long one. I'm at the final boss right now. Right before it, then I went to bed. I met like 12 hours.
Yeah.
So a little That's bit good. Of playing here and there.
Isn't it crazy
work.
How like the Disney worlds, no story happens really? And then like after you clear it,
Dude,
then the story.
Dude, 100%. The only time story happens is at the end of each area. Like for example, I go to Agrabah and things happen from the Aladdin movie. And then at the very end of it.
Yeah.
Jasmine's missing. A dark coat took her. Okay, go to the next one. Like, okay.
Yeah. But you played Kingdom Hearts 3, so now you just need you 2, and then you did all of them.
Yep, dude, that's it, dude. That's
Isn't there
it.
More? Like 1.2?
Oh, dude. I bought the Kingdom Hearts collection because it was like $20.
Yeah, it's on Switch?
Yeah, it's on the Switch.
But that's Cloud, right?
Yeah, that's Cloud.
So it's
Screw
not
that.
Good. So
nah.
you're playing on what?
I'm playing on PlayStation.
Okay, and you bought Kingdom Hearts Original.
Well, it's a collector's pack, which it's called The Story So Far.
Yep.
And it consists of 9 games.
Yes.
So There's Kingdom Hearts Final Mix, which is the first game.
Why the fuck is it called Final Mix?
It's the final remix.
Okay.
I don't know what's different from that in the original.
All right.
There's Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix.
Okay.
There's King... You know what? Let me get the actual names.
Oh, for well, it wouldn't be quick. Kingdom Hearts 3 next, would it?
No.
All right, here, I got it all. How to play the Kingdom Hearts games in order? That's stupid. Release day order, that's always the answer. All right, anyway, so we have...
There's two discs, by the way.
Yeah. All right, Kingdom Hearts, X, Back Cover, Unchained X, Union X, Kingdom Hearts, Dark Road, Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep, Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep, 0.2, A Fragmentary Passage, Kingdom Hearts, / Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts, Chain of Memories, / Re-Chain of Memories, Kingdom Hearts 358/ 2 days. Kingdom Hearts
divided 2, by 2.
Final mix. Yeah, you're right. Divided by 2. Kingdom Hearts coded, recoded. / recoded. Maybe that's like a different thing. Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance. I played that one.
Yep.
Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind DLC. Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory.
I think Donkey did some Kingdom Hearts thing.
Yeah, did.
I couldn't follow you at all.
Yeah. No, it's
dude.
It's
it gets complicated as piss.
Friggin' Nomura, and I'm so thankful the writer for this series is writing Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh, I did not know that.
You did? Yeah, Nomura. Yeah, it is.
Yo, I'm classic. Pretty sure.
I think it is, right?
Yeah. Let's make it super complicated.
Yeah, it's already it's going like that. We're like friggin' Sephiroth shows up and then he's like, "Fight Destiny, Cloud." It's like,
dude. One quick note about these games that I find so funny is, when Kingdom Hearts first came out, Square Enix puts Final Fantasy VII, this is already known knowledge, but they put Final Fantasy VII on this, like, pedestal, this holy pedestal. Final Fantasy VIII, VII and VIII both have characters in the game.
Yeah.
But VIII's characters are, like, just, the protagonist of VIII just hangs out in the main town. You can talk to him. He's like, "Hey, I'm Leon." And you're like, what are you doing here? He's like, "I'm on vacation." Like, that's it. But then Cloud gets his own massive battle. He's a whole arc in the Hercules area where he's like, I can't fight a kid.
Dude,
and then you fight Sephiroth as a secret boss and all that. Yeah. And then all the other Final Fantasy VIII characters are just wandering around NPCs. Yeah. Like, bro, the disrespect.
Dude, yeah, seriously. Deepest high in Kingdom Hearts, though.
Dude, yo. But going through it, guys, one thing that I have realized going through this first one.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it. There are two major parts to this game. Well, three, actually. One, there's the gummy ship. I hate it. It's just Star Fox, but bad.
Yeah.
Second thing, there's combat, and then there's platforming. So the combat is good. It's typical Square Enix type combat.
Yeah.
With its Kingdom Hearts flair to it. You have the summons where you can summon your average Disney characters.
It's like a character action game, kind of.
Yeah. You run around a field. You have your one basic attack that can combo.
With more menus than normal.
Yeah, a bunch of menus. The D-pad goes to I can do magic items, do whatever while I'm still running.
Yep.
Classic stuff like that. But where this game certainly falls is the platforming. Hoo boy, the platforming is so bad in this. I hate it.
I'm surprised you beat Riku. I think isn't it like really hard or something to beat him?
I mean, for the first I don't know if it was a glitch. He just ran into a wall for 3 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. There's this one part where you can either go to the right and go up a ladder.
Oh yeah.
Or you go to the right even farther. And you can go down a slope. And he was like, we met at the ladder, but I think because I bumped into him, he just ran into the ladder for 3 seconds and then decided to go down the slope. So that was basically how I won.
Nice.
But overall, dude, every single section, it's the exact same as Kingdom Hearts 3, where it's you have a movie.
Yeah.
And Sora is now in the midst of the movie, but some of them are really funny. For example, in Aladdin, do you recall what Aladdin's three original wishes were? What did Aladdin wish for?
I haven't seen Aladdin, but...
You haven't seen Aladdin?
No.
Yeah, what the frick? Yeah. Wait, what?
Get a girlfriend and rewatch it.
I seen Aladdin, Prince of Thieves, or whatever. I seen that one.
Dude, yo. Oh, the third one? Yeah, the one with his dad, dude?
Yeah, but I forgot that one, too. I forgot.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. The first one is like to get him out of the cave because he's in danger.
He wants a flying rug?
No, the rug's already there.
Oh, yeah. He wants a talking parrot.
He doesn't have the parrot.
Oh, yeah,
Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Will Smith, genie.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The second one, he wants to be a prince. And then the third one, he frees Genie. But in this one...
Oh, yeah, right.
So the whole story is, like, he becomes the prince. And then, you know, shenanigans happen. Then Jafar becomes a genie. And then blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
But in the Kingdom Hearts version, it just starts with Aladdin being sunk into a sinkhole. He's like, help! Help! And then, you beat a bunch of enemies, and then all of a sudden, you don't help him out of the sinkhole.
Yeah,
he's just standing on top of it. He was like, "Whoa, that was a close one." It's like no one helped him. And then afterwards, he's like,
"My wish came true."
Yeah, yeah. And then there's like one normal enemy.
Yeah,
and he's about to like hit Donald, and then he's like, "Genie, my first wish, save them."
Yeah,
and then he goes. Then the voice of Homer Simpson goes, "Okay," and then he saves him.
Mm.
So that's his first wish. So it's kind of similar. It's like, oh, he saved himself or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he mentions, he's like, "Huh, I have an idea. My second wish should be I should be a prince." But unlike the movie, he does not do that.
Oh,
instead, Jasmine gets kidnapped by Jafar and Maleficent.
Yeah, Maleficent is in everything, yeah.
Yeah, and then I actually... What
is
was
Pete
his
in there,
wish?
Too?
No, Pete is not in this one.
Interesting.
I think he's in the second one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, something happens. But basically, instead of being a prince, you wander around the Cave of Wonders for, like, 2 hours.
Dang.
And then eventually you win. But the worst level by far...
Yeah.
There's two. The Tarzan level.
Dude, I seen Legends on Oni place.
Dude, I hate
it so
much. Is
that an invisible lizard thing?
Yeah, dude. Oh, wait, Justin, can you please pull up?
Oh, yeah.
The Kingdom Hearts Gaston. Wait, no, what's his name? The Hunter. The Hunter from
Gaston.
Is it?
No, that's Hubie, yeah.
Frick, the Hunter from Tarzan. Pull up his boss fight. It's so funny.
Kerchak?
No, that's the one of the monkeys.
You have a really good memory.
I was trying to look up, sorry, but you're talking about Aladdin. I think there's a scene in a TV show where, like, Jasmine turns into, like, a snake girl, and I was like, whoa.
Holy crap.
That's Clayton.
Clayton! Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, and all the gorillas have the same model. Dude, here we go.
Oh, I see that, Justin. What the frick is a snake?
So he then proceeds to shoot the mom girl, which does not happen in the film.
No!
Huh?
Yes?
The wacky music is really something.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So basically, to give you guys a perspective, it's not Clayton, but it is actually. Tarzan's actually just stupid. So you'll see here... here in a second, Clayton's going to do some jumping around, and I want you to guess when he starts riding a lizard. So he's going to start riding a lizard, and I know what you're thinking, where is the lizard?
Yeah.
There's literally no lizard here. Well, any second now, he's going to start riding the lizard.
Yeah, I think he's getting killed right now, so it's got to be any minute.
Yeah,
now.
He is going to get killed here in a second.
Uh-oh,
but he's not talking. Isn't that a little weird? It's a little sus, even. Oh, wait a minute. How did that wall blow up?
What the frick? And that rock is, like, floating there still.
Yeah, the rock's floating up there. And then, wait a minute. How did that... Now, as you can see...
what
now,
the frick?
Clayton is actually using his levitation abilities.
Yeah.
Which he did not have until the sequel in Tarzan.
I see, like, a shadow or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically... Clayton has now...
Dude, he's floating.
He's just, it's the fact that he still has the standing animation, but he's just, like, floating in the air.
It's like, ooh.
But what you'll see here in a second
is
that a lizard is going to pop out. So he's actually sitting on a lizard.
A chameleon.
Yeah. There he is! But I was laughing really hard when this first popped out because he just started floating. So I thought it was like a glitch or whatever. But the whole level is you trying to swing on vines. And, dude, I tell you, this is probably the hardest platforming in existence.
Dang. like the Crash Bandicoot bridge level.
It's like that.
Yeah.
So, for example, the first thing, so you get up to where the vines are.
Yeah.
And immediately there's a tutorial. And they're like, hey, what you have to
mechanic.
Do. A new mechanic. They're like, when you get up to the edge of a cliff, when a vine comes toward you, if you press triangle, you'll hop onto it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you'll notice that when you get to the vine, it doesn't do that. Because the first vine that you do for the tutorial is the only one that does that.
Oh.
The rest of them you have to jump onto.
Yep.
But the thing is, regardless of if you're focusing on it or not,
yeah,
you will fall off so many times. And the thing is, you don't fall off and then die and then reset right there. Every time you fall off of the vines, which happens a lot, you fall like 20 minutes ago of gameplay. So you have to walk all the way back there.
Dude, wait, so
and then you're back there with the vines.
Yeah.
And then you do it again and you get really close and then you fall off. And these damn hippos!
Yeah.
Like,
Are you hitting triangle? Or are you doing jump, triangle?
Yeah. You're basically, because for a split second, you see triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Triangle. So I'm like,
yeah.
Like, trying to do it really quick. And the great thing is when you get back to the hippos, mm-hmm. so the hippos go down into the water and they float back up. And then the reason they do that is because in this game, you cannot jump out of the water. So if you're in the water,
you're just on the water.
So you have to go up to the hippo and wait there for the 20 seconds that it's above here.
Like, does it totally submerge and kind of go lower than that?
Yeah. It's got to submerge. But you can't do it.
They go over on top of it.
Yeah. And then you got to, like, awkwardly swim onto it. Yeah. But if you're off of the hippo even a little bit, you'll go,
Does Sora have a shadow underwater so you can wind yourself up?
No. So he'll come back up, and I'm like, no! So I got to, like, realign myself with the freaking hippo. And the whole story for the Tarzan section is because you never hear the monkeys talk.
Yeah.
So it's just Jane, Tarzan, and Clayton. So she's like, I wonder where Clayton is. So you have to go to the beginning of the level where the treehouse is, and you find Clayton there.
Yep.
He goes, I'll meet you back at the camp. And then you go to the end of the level where the campsite is. Then they go, oh, my gosh, the gorillas are missing. And then you go to the beginning of the level where the treehouse is.
Yeah.
You go back and forth 7 times.
Holy
and
frick.
And then the level ends.
I'm surprised you beat that. Like, I know, wow.
Dude, I didn't. Because Autumn did it for me, basically.
Oh, hell yeah. But, dude, how did... All right, you're 30, you're Kingdom Hearts main demographics. Would a 30-year-old enjoy that game? This game?
No, dude, I don't know how they would.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Have their kid that they have to take care of.
Yeah. There's a child crying in the background. Honey, did you get the things I wanted at the store? Sorry, I'm just a little frustrated right now.
The game, friendship,
There is 25 minutes left till 6 o'clock. Just letting you guys know.
Oh, no, we're on schedule. We're good.
Yep.
There's some news that we can speak
about. What were the rest of the things on my list?
Thor Love and Thunder and The Boys Season 3.
All right, Thor Love and Thunder and The Boys Season 3. I have both of those reviews coming out on my channel, Grant Guy Reviews.
Grant,
you can check out some of that
stuff. Do you wish you were younger when you watch this new Thor movie?
They go all out in the talk. I don't care.
Do what?
You go all out talking between you guys. I don't care.
Yeah. Mm. Not necessarily. So there was a lot of extra humor in this one.
Yeah. I was saying there's like a kid power trip where like 8-year-olds get
for
power.
For the last part. Yeah. He does. Have you seen Shazam?
No.
Okay. Nope. In Shazam, there's a part where he goes, where he's like, guys, if we all say Shazam at once, we'll all become Shazam for a limited time, which is basically what happens in this one. Yep, Thor gives them like a mini bit of Thor power. It's like a group of kids. Some of it was kind of funny that he was like, all right, pick out a weapon, any weapon. This little girl has like a stuffed rabbit, so the eyes become like lightning lasers
or something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, dude, if I was like a little kid, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, I know,
that could be me.
Yep, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. There's some good lighting stuff. I thought a shadow monster, I'm like, oh, bad CG, but that one fight on like on the where it was black and white film basically. That was
really
cool.
Dude, the black and white dude, like the visuals in this movie are like so good.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty short too. It's 2 hours. It's nice.
Yeah, it's not too long. It doesn't stay longer than it's welcomed. Good pacing overall.
Dude, Rise of Gru, hour and a half.
Dude, no. Rise of Gru, hour and a half. Guys, dude, we are seeing Rise of Gru after this.
I need to watch Batman. It's 3 hours.
You're seeing Minions 2 before the Batman. It's funny.
I want to see Everywhere All at Once.
Well, it's weird. That is like actually like my favorite movie.
It's weird because the intro to Batman, it was hype, and I was like, yo, Batman is everywhere. It's
scary,
holy
bro.
It's scary, yeah.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that's cool about Thor, though. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So the end of Endgame, is there not like a moment where the Thor's with the Guardians and he's like this? And it's like, holy frick, he's going to have a movie with them. Is it disappointing at all or no?
So, the end of Infinity War, he's like, all right, I'm joining you guys.
Endgame.
Or Endgame, yeah. And then him and Star-Lord have like a, who's the leader
sort of
a thing.
Yeah.
The Guardians are only in it for the very first act.
Yeah.
So, which I did quite like.
Okay.
Because I also watched this with my younger brother, and he pointed something out where he was like, thank God it wasn't one of those things where, like, the Guardians show up last minute to, like, help him save the day, because that would have been stupid. But nope, they're there. And then Thor's like, all right, you guys do your own thing. I'm going to go find myself. And then they're like, okay. And then they leave him, like, stranded on the planet where they had a huge battle or whatever.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, it's just the Thor team.
Yeah.
Mostly the cast from Ragnarok plus Jane Foster.
Yeah.
And one thing that I was really impressed with, I really liked Natalie Portman in Jane Foster's role. I thought she did a really good job. It didn't feel like a standard like Black Widow female character.
Yeah,
like it was
a Black Widow,
right? Like she gets cancer, which is a thing from the comics.
Yeah,
cancer is like a comic thing. Mm. So she gets that, and like she plays with it really well because basically, to kind of spoil the minor spoiler.
Yeah.
She gets the ability, like the hammer called to her, and the reason that she can use the hammer is because when Thor had the hammer, he basically asked it to protect her.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So when she was dying, the hammer was like,
does,
I can't whistle.
Yeah, does Thor process her dying and go through that?
There's a whole scene where he's in the hospital room with her.
Yeah, well, not to go like, this, and this is not really my idea. I'm not the smartest person in the world. Star-Lord's mom died of cancer. Couldn't they have like had a thing where he bonded over that? Like,
oh, that's a good that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think
like,
about that.
Like, oh, you're going. He's been through it.
Yeah,
kind of interesting. But that's like, anyway. That's all right.
That's a good thought though. That's a good thought. Yeah. I like that. I think
next movie they'll have like a thing where like, oh man, cancer freaking sucks. Yeah. I don't know.
But you kind of, I don't know if I mentioned that I was working on this video, but one video I'm working on for my own little thing is called Humanizing a God. Just because I really like Thor's character arc in general.
Yeah.
Like having lost everyone. And then the instant he's like, whoa, someone from my past. She's like, I have cancer. And he's like, okay.
Good point. Yeah.
And like a lot of, one of the issues that people had with the film was that Thor has a lot of humor in it. But I can partially relate to it just because like some people use humor as a coping mechanism.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So it, like Justin 90% freaking, of the time.
The other day, Justin joked about our grandpa being in a box.
Well, it's like that.
I more had an issue with the Rock guy's character. It was like,
oh really?
Like Thor doing a joke is fine, but the Rock guy always said it was like a joke. I like the
a
movie.
Classic one liner.
I didn't think the humor was shoved down her throat. I just saw that one character was like.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I thought Valkyrie was really good.
Yeah, she was cool.
A lot of representation in the film.
That's good. I did crap on Doctor Strange, like having the two moms. It's like not enough.
The homophobic bee, let's go.
There's like a trickle of like LGBTQ. I hope it gets bigger. But like Valkyrie kissed or like
they like could call me to another girl.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's small, but I mean, we're maybe getting there, hopefully.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. There's a little bit here and there for it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Basically, overall, the thing that I was most impressed by was like how they handled.
Yeah. Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. They're a surprise appearance.
Freaking Puss in Boots, Hansel and Gretel.
But all the characters were done really well. I definitely think that, I think Korg, they probably could have toned him back a little bit.
Mm. Reeled him in a bit.
Yeah. But, like, there were a lot of moments where they could have gone along a typical trope, but they did not. Like, they go to, like, the land of the gods where, like, Zeus and all them are.
Okay,
but Zeus is, like, a fat, greasy guy who's like, oh, we're having an orgy later.
Okay,
And he's like, what is this?
No, as soon as they mentioned, like, the center of the universe, you can grant any wish, I was like, okay, they're going to wish Jane to be cancer-free, but nope, didn't do that.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and I did really like, I don't want to spoil too much for that, but yeah. Thor is a really good moment at the very end, because basically the Gore gets to the center, and he's like about a wish for the destruction of gods, but instead of having like, oh, the final battle, Thor just kind of like walks in the opposite direction because Jane is like dying.
And
he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, why would I spend my last moments like duking it out when she's right here? And I was like,
That's my boy.
Yeah, so a lot of really good moments. Taika Waititi back at it again.
Dude, and with the tier list from last week, Thor was top of perfect. Where would you put him now?
Dude, yeah, I would keep him right up there.
Not goated yet, not yet.
Yeah, not goated just yet.
Yep.
But, dude, I would confirm Mighty Thor, the Thor Jane Foster. We put her at a good spot.
We put her in decent. Is she good now?
Actually, you know, I'd put her in good. I'd put her in good. I thought we had her like at the half.
You know, I thought so too. But right now, yeah, decent. She's above Nightwing and below Adam.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Winter Soldier is better than her, though.
Yes.
All right. We have a good spot for her then.
Dude, friggin' perfect.
Man.
And jumping on to the boys.
Yeah.
I always forget his name. Frick, what's his name?
Butcher, Homelander.
No, the new guy, Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, Jensen Ackles.
Jensen Ackles. I thought that name, but I thought Ackles was wrong for a second there. Jensen Ackles does an amazing job.
Yeah, he's
my
crazy.
Boy. Justin, if you could please find, I forgot to send this to you, the Soldier Boy commercial song. It's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Overall, this season is my absolute favorite out of all three seasons.
Yeah.
Had more hype moments. Homelander goes all out. Anthony Starr does an amazing job.
Dude,
that man deserves an Emmy for his performance.
He does. He fits that role so well. Do you see, like, he got confirmed for a MCU role, too, and people are like...
Really?
I'm so excited. I'm like, dude, he's not going to be as good as he is with Homelander.
What's
his name? Anthony something?
Anthony Starr. Yeah. What role did he get confirmed as in?
Joined Marvel in a big villain role. Exclusive. All right, Grant, big villain role. What are you thinking?
Yo.
Kang the Conqueror.
Dude, Kang the Conqueror.
We don't know yet who he'll play.
Wait, but, I think it
would never mind. It's clickbait, I guess. So, so the article is saying we don't know yet who he'll play, but we think Anthony Starr has been recruited by Marvel to help them finally bring mutants into the MCU.
So it's going to be like a...
A lot of this article. So I got clickbaited.
Yeah.
We think when Marvel makes their announcement about Starr, it will be that he's playing one of the more duplicitous mutants in the mythos, Sebastian Shaw, a.k.a. the Black King. Do you know... He's from X-Men, I guess, Grant, so...
Yeah. I know that one.
It looks like he's like a vampire, basically.
Guys, I have the scene Grant was talking about here.
Actually, right. That might not be it.
No, it is the scene.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
What are you boys doing in here?
I was kidding. He had to pretend to be stupid.
Crazy works.
Yeah. Did I mention I watched like 5 episodes of Supernatural the other day? My parents were watching it. I was watching a little bit of that.
If you watch it, only watch 1 through 5. Don't go any farther.
Yeah. Justin knows the strats for Supernatural. Yeah.
All right, here's a scene Graham was talking about.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a cool commercial.
If you want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Now all you have to do is just what I say, and then you may be jolly, merry, and gay. Therefore, from a logical point of view,
does this make you want to jump right into The Boys season 3?
That's pretty good.
There's another one that's like a rap too. I'm trying to.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So that's from the show.
Yeah, that's from the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Oh shit. All right, Justin, I'm gonna send you this one. This one is the one that I was thinking.
All right.
Yeah, the Boys is definitely going off of the comics, like 100%.
Actually, I was gonna get to that.
Yeah.
So, Jacob.
Yeah.
I have found out something. I recall that you mentioned to me.
Yeah.
That you found out how Homelander dies, right?
I was kidding. Are you nervous?
How
Homelander dies or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
I can confirm.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, go ahead and play this.
How does he die?
Whatever. All right, we'll get into it. But
yeah. Five Freddy told me everybody's
fly. DJ's spinning,
I said, my. Flash is fast, Flash is cool. Francois Sapar, Flash ain't no dude, and you don't stop. Sure shot, go out to the parking lot. And you get in your car, and you drive real far, and you drive all night, then you see a light. It comes right down, and lands on the ground, and out comes a man from Mars. And you try to run, but he's got a gun. And he shoots you dead, and he eats your head, and then you're in the man from Mars. And you go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys, and Subaru, and you don't stop. You keep
on eating
good. Cars. Then, when there's
beautiful.
No more cars,
I can confirm. So,
yeah.
Spoilers, guys.
For
we're
comic.
Going to talk about, for the comic, how Homelander dies. Basically,
I want to do a lead up to the how he dies.
Yep.
All right, Justin, in the comic books, Homelander is actually gaslit into being evil instead of actually just being evil.
Oh, and the show he's evil, actually.
He's actually.
He wants to be popular or something.
So it turns out Black Noir is a clone of Homelander.
Oh.
And he's the one doing evil deeds and takes pictures, and then the real Homelander in the comics is like, I ate a baby. Then he turns evil and makes his own group. So they character assassinate his character in the comics, even though it's their base material. But they ruin Homelander. He's not cool at all. He has a freaking footage video thing of him going, you've seen that picture,
Grant. Yeah.
But anyway, what were you saying, Grant? Did I spoil that to you, kind of?
No.
Yeah.
So basically, I watched a video on the differences between the comics
and the TV
show. One that I was like, yikes. You know the infamous plane crash or whatever?
Yeah.
Where they're on the plane in the show.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can't save them.
Yeah,
and
Justin doesn't know what that scene is.
I heard about it.
Oh, well, basically, in the Boys fashion, a lot of people die and they don't save them.
Yeah.
In the comics, that was 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they leave the plane for it to crash. And then there's a panel of them looking over the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Jeez. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, also, like, the Boys comic, the author, he just had a hard-on for, like, he's like, I hate Spider-Man. And then he just, like, wrote superheroes as assholes.
Yeah.
And then just made a team that kills them. Like, that plain and simple, like, other assholes. There's no redeemable qualities. And he just, like, was like, I'm gonna make a disgusting, edgy comic.
But the
Boys is way more nuanced, the TV show.
Guys, exactly. Homelander can show up any second. What? How does he die?
Black Noir rips his jaw off.
So already I think the TV show is a little different.
Yeah.
Well, you watched all of season 3, right?
That's
Yeah.
I wonder if Black Noir, do you think he's a clone of Homelander?
No.
Okay.
That's definitely good. Not. Yeah. That's good. In the okay, how much of season 3 have you watched?
Just one episode.
Just one episode?
Yeah, don't say anything.
Okay, nothing.
He's in a cartoon show? I'm just kidding.
There is a cartoon bird.
Yeah. All
right. Hey, buddy. That is part of it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Overall, yeah. Final thing for it. Loved this season. There are some decisions made in the last, 5 minutes of the final episode I thought were a little sus.
Okay, yeah.
But I want to talk about that once you've seen it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, I'll definitely watch it. Yeah.
That is it for the boys. What else was on my list?
That's it, actually.
Solar Opposites. Last one.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes left, by the way.
All right, cool. Quickie little thing. Solar Opposites is the show made by Justin Roiland that is not Rick and Morty. Basically, it has two different stories to it. There is the one of the Solar Opposites, which is basically a sitcom where two alien husbands and their replicant children are raised on Earth because they can't get off of Earth. But, it takes a lot from Rick and Morty. I mean, style, character-wise.
Yeah.
Humor, obviously.
There's a character who's like Rick, kind of. He's, smart.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like the main guy is basically a Rick.
Yeah.
But this one, holy crap. I have not finished this season yet, but hoo boy, dude. For some reason,
I thought that you watched this a while back and were caught up. But was that Justin? I don't know.
Season three just came out.
I didn't watch. Well, yeah. I thought I watched season one. I probably didn't watch season two, or maybe I did.
No, season three came out maybe a week and a half ago.
So, sorry, season two, the B plot with the humans in the ant farm, you like that a lot, right?
Oh, so I saw season two then, I guess.
No, I hate the side.
I hate that too.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It takes itself way too seriously.
Yeah.
So there, I guarantee you that there are three writers on the show. I don't know if there are. One of them is going to sound kind of funny. One wanted to create a drama and got really mad and threw a hissy fit that he couldn't create a drama. So they were like, fine, you can have a subplot about humans in an ant farm. And then he was like, yes. So he does that, and every time that pops up, I zone out, and I don't care.
Yeah, dude, it was so annoying.
Yeah, and then the second writer is a guy who probably wrote for Rick and Morty as well as sitcoms.
Yeah.
That guy's funny. I like the jokes. There's a whole episode where they just stand in line. It's a bottle episode. So it's just one line versus another and the techniques of standing in a line for a long time.
That's good.
And one of my stupid favorite bits, because he's like, we can't stand in this line all day. We have to get to the part. I show you the video every morning. He's referring to the intro.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, we can just watch that on my phone. So it's just, it shows them watching the intro to the show, on their phone. And he's like, can you turn the phone? I can't see it. I can't. All right. If you could just, all right. The play button still, can you tap the screen? The guy's the intro is going on. That's funny.
Yeah.
The third writer loves Nintendo.
Dude,
there are you know how there's that one joke in Rick and Morty where they're like, we have to get all the Zelda 3DSs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Whoever wrote that joke is in charge of a third of the plot. There are so many references to, everything.
Yeah.
Like one of them randomly is like, oh, I'm writing a Luigi's Mansion fan fiction. Things are getting steamy with EGAD. I'm where did this come from?
EGAD poll?
It's so specific.
Dude, other shows, Mario, Bowser, Peach. And then this one, EGAD.
Yeah, you know EGAD, right, audience?
Yeah. Dang.
Overall, it's a really funny season so far, though.
But does the ant farm plot continue?
It does, and I hate it. But it is still worth watching just for the Solar Opposites stuff.
Yeah,
I think I liked you guys crapping on the new Rick and Morty season. I didn't ever watch it yet, but you guys were just like, it sucks.
Dude, it's kind of the same thing with this one, except instead of half of the episode sucking, half of all the episodes suck, but you still have half of a good episode.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. My favorite episode so far, which is one where they don't have the side thing, they go to a, what's it called? If you go to a big, we're going on vacation to the
Bahamas lake.
We're going to lake something, something for a vacation. They go on vacation, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a big old cabin and everything is basically to their needs. So for example, in the second episode, they both get obsessed with train collecting.
Yeah.
So in this episode, The lady's like, hey, we just opened up a train gift shop. And they're like, nah, we're not really into trains anymore. And then the lady's like, we have a problem. So the whole place is, like, dedicated to making them happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the whole, like, debate throughout the episode, is they're like, is this, like, the Truman Show? So they do a bunch of that stuff, and then they end up killing half the people, and they discover in the end, they're like, wait, no, you just pay us a lot of money, so we had the algorithm go towards you guys specifically, literally just you.
Yeah.
But that episode's really good.
Cool, I'll have to give that one a watch then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But overall, definitely, it's kind of a banger so far. It's kind of a banger. I still got like two episodes to go.
All right,
though,
right on, dude. Yeah,
very
cool.
Fun stuff.
All right, Justin, please give me the news theme.
Yeah.
Unless we're doing a bit.
No, I'm trying to pull up the news articles.
No, I don't have to do articles at all. We're going through them fast. Yep. All right, do Lineback theme, please, and news transition.
We got new news transition.
Woo! Yeah, we have the new news transition.
Let's
go! Yo, holy crap, yo! Freaking love it, yo.
We're not aiming for the boss.
Yeah, we're not aiming for the bad news sources. We were aiming...
Jacob's face looks pretty good.
I have to watch it.
Dude, it matches perfectly. I like it.
Oh my God, freaking Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I remember recording it. Yeah, yeah, it's good.
It's so good,
Joe Rogan. Not Joe Rogan. Freaking... The stupid frogs.
Alex Jones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd make someone Andy. I guess just read off the headlines. Right. We'll give a quick summary.
Duffer Brothers launched Netflix shingle, Upside Down Pictures, Stranger Things spinoff, and Stephen Daldry helm stage play, coming along with manga Death Note and Stephen King Pierce Straub the Talisman series. What the frick is that article? Basically, spinoffs are happening. I don't remember.
Stranger Things play spinoff is what
Weird.
I got from that.
Yeah.
A play that I will not be watching.
Yeah.
I don't know.
second thing, Elden Ring sent the Let Me Solo Her guy a sword and other goodies from the game to commemorate his 1,000 millennia kills.
I saw that. Wow. Very cool.
Very cool.
Sword is poor quality.
E3 sets to return to LA in 2023 after 3-year hiatus.
Cool. I don't care until they say who's all going to be there.
Bayonetta 3 is coming out in autumn. There's a trailer. Nintendo.
Bayonetta 3 game of the year.
Nintendo acquired Dynamo Pictures, which will be renamed Nintendo Pictures. That is a studio that made a cute Pikmin short.
Yep.
All right, next
Nintendo
up.
Making movies.
This one's a big
like
one.
A clip of Mario speaking.
It's-a-me, yeah, Mario. Don't do that. That's not interesting. It's something.
Was that the one where he's like, what do you think right about Luigi? And then he's like, hey, he's good being number two.
I think so. Don't watch it. Stop. Sorry. That doesn't matter. Yeah, all right. Cool. It's just nothing. Yeah. Nintendo will recognize gay marriages despite Japanese ban. That's cool.
I guess. It was Japanese ban on gay marriage.
It's illegal.
Uppies for Nintendo.
PlayStation bought Bungie. So that's Destiny.
Yeah.
Animated icon Betty Boop NFT launch of Boop and Friends marks her first step into the metaverse.
Dude! Betty Boop's first step into the metaverse.
By the way, are we supposed to find Betty Boop attractive?
I think so. Dude, there's like... Freaking Betty Boop lingerie. There's Betty Boop,
there's
a whole, subreddit for Betty Boop. There's a lot of Betty Boop.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We have 2 minutes. Slim Jims are about to get more expensive.
They're going up 0.64%. This is pissing me off.
NFT, Betty Boop, and Barbie movie, everything we know.
Guys, the Barbie movie. Yeah. Let's go. Guys, let me just give you a quick summary of what we know so far.
15 seconds. Also, pull up Yakuza Sad.
15 seconds, but bam. Guys, Ryan Gosling is playing as Ken. Basically, the way the movie is working is Will Ferrell is the CEO of Barbie.
Yeah.
And Barbie and Ken realize that there's a world outside of the Barbie world. They exist in an area where only Barbies and Kens exist. Ken goes through a masculinity crisis, according to the director, where there's a screenshot of him holding a book called How to Be a Man.
Yeah.
So it's him trying to be the most masculine man humanly possible. And Margot Robbie is Barbie. There's a shot of Will Ferrell on skates being the CEO of Barbie.
All right, cool. Will you see that movie when it comes out?
Dude, absolutely.
All right, cool. All right, next up, J.G. Quintel said Close Enough Season 3 is the final final season, and you announced it on Twitter, and Grant shared that link with you.
Oh,
and you said, oh, dang. And I'm like, oh, man, this Grant, that sucks, Grant. Are you missing close enough? Why did it get canceled? Do you think the latest season probably didn't do as well?
It did not do as well. No, lower ratings. Each season, has been going.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Rating-wise.
The moment season one finale, Weird Al Yankovic, I stopped.
I was like, really?
That's where I stopped.
Phineas and Ferb did this.
Yeah, yeah. But guys, very cool. Justin, please play Superstar. What the frick is in one song? Specialist, please.
Please play
guys,
Smash Mouth.
Thank you for watching this episode, everybody.
Guys,
we are
it has
here.
Been so cool.
We
thanks,
are
everybody.
The Minions.
Rise of Gru with Chipotle. Jacob, one last reminder for your game of the week.
Game of the week, everybody. Final Fantasy VIII on Game Pass now.
Play it. We shall get to you guys next week. Thank you for watching episode 50.
Thank
go
you,
watch the Minions Rise of
Let's
Gru.
Let's go.